what lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag.
And we are back with another episode.
Episode 83, Brown Bag Podcast. What's up?
We back.
Bolsita Cafe.
Okay, can we first start this off with, we had brunch this past weekend, and bee almost killed Rosecrans Vic.
Oh, yeah. That shit was like, it kept circulating around me. Like,
yeah, you were on big
It was getting in my personal space.
Yeah.
You feel me? And I really don't fuck with that.
You can tell, like, dudes get real girly when a bee comes. And Vic, you're a man.
Yeah.
But the bee came and Vic was like,
I was doing karate chops. Yeah, because fuck that. It's I've been bitten before.
Stung.
You know what I'm saying? Stung. Yeah.
When were you stung?
I was stung. I was about 7 years old. It was very dramatic. It was about to sting my head. And then I ended up going like this, and then it got my pinky.
No.
And it hurt a lot.
Did it swell?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I had a super fat pinky for a long time.
Yeah.
You had a torta pinky?
I did. And
you would like it then.
At the club after midnight.
You've never been stung before by a bee?
Oh, look, no. Get them off now. I got 30 in my head for both of y'all.
No.
You ever been stung by a
big
bitty?
I don't
want to
hear Mr. Palito Dater. Here's my surgery.
My sister touched a bee. My sister touched a bee and it stung her finger, and then her finger got swollen. Her nail fell off because it was big.
The first time I got stung was last year, actually, for Aiden's birthday.
Oh, man.
When I went and said, oh, fuck, what's it called? I think we talked about it. But they had like the slide with the rocks, you know, like the ones that the Airbnbs have, like the cool ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Like the slide, you know
what I'm
talking
about?
Yeah, slide, yeah. Yeah,
and then the pool, right?
Yeah, in the
pool.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I went up, and then there was a bee right there, and it stung me for the first time. And I just jumped off, you know, thinking that the water was going to help the fucking...
The sting.
Yeah, but then the homie was like, piss on it, fool. It'll be good.
I think that's jellyfish.
Yeah, that's jellyfish.
I think that's just a rumor that somebody once got their homie to piss on their hand after they got stung by a bee.
You know what's not a rumor? Allegedly. When you shoot a gun and there's gunpowder on you, you piss on your hand and it goes away because it has acid.
That's true.
That is true right there.
Now, that's
what?
True.
I'm not saying
but
I did
the bee
that.
Sting is just like some cruel joke somebody made years
okay,
ago.
Look, that's crazy. Because, look, my dad's a crackhead, right? He's up online late night hours.
Yeah.
That fool was a loke. So he told one of the older homies told me that when I was hella younger, he ran to the back and then he told my dad a certain story. And my dad was like, just piss on your hands away.
And it would go away.
And it would go away.
What?
And that was like the paisa crackhead homie.
Yeah.
That gave that for tips.
The hacks.
That he forever passed down to the younger homie.
Wow. That's like true wisdom. That's like what the Indians did. They
he was like
down to their tribe, like
facts.
Their generation.
He was like drinking, and then he's like, hey, fool, what's it cool about your dad for? I know you don't like him, but. And then he gave me like a whole history.
A rundown
of
them?
I was like, okay, fool. But it was cool. I thought it was a cool thing, you know? Like,
it is a cool
you,
thing.
You're able to, you know, paisa teaching a gangster.
Yeah. Should you need it? There you go.
That's yeah.
Should something ever happen? But
something
we're
never
not
happens.
Encouraging. Okay, but we're talking about bee stings.
Yeah. So mine was like whatever's, but it went away quick. I just grabbed like something cold and I was holding it for a while like this,
dang.
Like a bubbly. I was just holding the bubbly for like a little bit.
Do you guys like girls with bee stings?
I do.
Oh. are we thinking about the same thing?
What are you thinking about?
What are you thinking about?
They're like the itty bitty titty committee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he loves those.
Yeah. That's my shit. Yeah,
that's his shit.
Yeah. What about you?
It's like 50-50.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because you met one of mine with.
Yeah. Oh, all of them have been stacked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We know why.
What?
Flex.
Okay, first of all.
Say it so I don't have to say it.
Wait, why? Oh, modeled after, they're not modeled after Letty.
They're inspired by.
Okay, before
inspired
you
by.
They're inspired by.
That's incredible. They're not modeled by. Not
inspired by. Okay, let's get this fucking rumor out of here. Because it's wild. Tell the ugly bitches in my DMs and it's getting crazy.
You're stupid. Oh. You're
because
stupid.
You want to pull a narrative because Vic... Oh, I'm on your head right now.
Hey, how come I seen comments on your page that said, oh my God, now I have a chance. some torts.
If you saw last episode, we went clubbing and Duno always talks about how Vic lets him get with like...
It only happens with Vic.
Yeah.
But look, it was...
And I tried to stop it, but then it still happened.
Look, if I'm blacked out at a party, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
But let's not put this narrative that I bring
that's
ugly bitches home.
No.
The girls
no,
that come home
fine.
Are pretty.
They're all fine. Yeah.
Very pretty. They could dance, dress nice, have good careers.
Yeah, for sure. But the ones that, but that doesn't mean you won't take the ones that are not like that to the car.
Oh yeah, no.
You know what I'm saying? Like they might not come home, but they make it to the car.
They're not meeting my mom, but they're meeting the homie's mom.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're going to the homie's house?
They might have been here. They might have been in the office.
Yeah, they might have been at the office, but they didn't come here like on a Monday when I was working.
Yeah.
They came here like after 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're like scrambling for bottles somewhere.
Yeah.
We got to find the plug, a couple globlitos here.
And like they didn't see the good couch. They saw the other couch.
Yeah, they saw the other couch. Okay. Like there weren't a lot of levels to it. But they could sit over there.
Oh my God.
They couldn't take a picture of my 100K subscriber plaque, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? You feel me?
You do. What I've come to find out is, how about this? You're like Ray Shumard. You don't have a type. You just want to fuck every girl in the world.
Like Mac Main.
Yeah.
To a standard.
To a standard?
Yeah. Like.
I don't know, because that was a standard. That was a.
Okay.
A little below standard.
That was a, I don't know.
First of all, I don't even fucking remember.
Yeah.
So let's not put that
she
out
was
there.
A lot.
What I'm saying is the bitches I bring home are pretty.
Yeah.
That's what matters. But the fuck Jose too, by
you.
The way.
We agree with you.
But the narrative that was put out there was that I bring ugly bitches. No.
No.
No, there's a level. They don't make it past the door.
Yeah, they don't. They only kick it out. We only outside with them.
Yeah.
But does that make it any better? Like, you're like still down.
No, because it's like, you know, you feel me? It's like a little quickie, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
It's a quick little.
How do we get the, bee stings.
Bee stings.
All right, something else you were telling me. I don't know, because we were talking about a tunnel that was in Pico Union, and you were talking about it, and you had mentioned how your dad lost you when you were little.
Oh, no. It was in the Westlake Historic Filipino Town area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Belmont Tunnels.
Yeah, the Belmont Tunnels. They don't exist anymore.
He didn't lose me at the Belmont Tunnels. He lost me where I went to high school, where I graduated.
Uh-huh.
He lost me there.
He lost him. As a kid, his dad lost him at the tunnels.
But come on, so we can hear the
story. How'd you get found?
I was like 3, 4. That fool was lit, for real. Swear to God, true story.
Yeah, I was like,
a predator could have found me.
But who found you?
My Tio Lalo, one of my dad's good rocker homies.
Oh, what,
he
God.
Just happened to be there?
He just happened to be there. I mean, it was like he was like, I'm calling your mom. She can tell me the story.
That's crazy. And they just bring you home?
Yeah, brought me back to the block. Well, not to the block, where I lived between the age of like 1 through 6.
Yeah.
I grew up like on Maryland and Bixel. That's where I lived. So yeah.
That's crazy too.
I got lost twice.
You've got lost?
Got lost at the store?
Well, you like lost yourself?
In the sandy alleys.
Whoa, that's like the jungle.
That's
it was crazy. Yeah, I stayed by the ice cream man.
You were saved by the ice cream man.
I stayed right there. He's like, quédate aquí. And I was like, all right, I'm going to stay here. And like I was like crying because there's so many people moving.
How old were you?
Probably like 5.
Oh,
you'll
baby.
Never forget that ever in your life. Hell no.
But
that's
the ice cream
feeling.
Man saved you. Shout out to all of the paleteros out there.
Thanks.
Because usually it's like, hey, you want ice cream? Follow me.
Nah, he's amazing.
Wow. You like candy, Maximo?
When that fool was walking, he couldn't take him nowhere but on top. Put him inside the ice cream.
Yeah. That's true, like, where can hide him? Yeah.
He'd have a minivan.
Dang.
I'll call him
mom. Vic, you ever got lost?
No, I didn't. But my sister did.
Yeah.
Because they were too focused on me. And then they were like, well, shit, like, where's the...
Where's the other one?
Yeah, where's the other one? Where's the stroller? My mom forgot the stroller one time. I was like just walking, and then all of a sudden, the stroller is just over there.
My mom, fucking my little cousin.
Oh, shit.
That's like a really crazy nightmare.
Wait, so then what happened?
It was just over there, and then like some other people were around it, and then they were just like, we're all walking back, and they're just like judging my mom so hard.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
and then, you're a kid. Yeah. Be a mom.
And she's like, I got the good one right here. No, yeah.
Why have kids if you're not going to take care of them?
Hello.
They definitely got those judgments.
Oh, yeah. For
mom.
Sure.
Le estoy diciendo a la podcast que...
Hola, maciza.
Le estoy diciendo al podcast que un día mi papá me perdió porque estaba prendido.
Sí. En donde ahora es Miguel Contreras, antes le llamaban...
Oh my gosh. ¿Y quién lo trajo de la casa?
Un amigo. Lo que pasa es que yo llegué y no lo encontré y le pregunté a la babysitter y me dijo su papá vino por él y entonces pues me empecé a buscarlo y ya los que vivían ahí en el les empecé a preguntar. Entonces ya un amigo pues dijo a lo mejor para allá y cuando vimos y su papá llegó a las horas sin saber que lo había perdido.
Wow, your dad didn't even know he had lost you.
Yeah, you guys have a really good life, I'm telling you guys.
Dang.
You guys are blessed.
What if they brought the wrong baby home? What if you're not really you? Pues nunca, sí, nunca dejárselo.
Sí, le dije que no lo podía entregar, que no lo podía ni recoger de la escuela, ni...
So they're blessed. You guys have a good life. I don't want to hear this bitching. I'm mad. I'm having a bad day. Bye, mom. Love you.
I love you.
You guys be having a bad day. Crying, fuzzing. I'm tired. I'm sad.
I'm fuzzy. I'm fuzzy.
My girl left me. I don't care. I don't want to hear none of this bullshit.
Yeah. You got lost you guys, at 3 years old in great, a tunnel.
You guys had great parents. They loved you dearly.
Define great. I'm kidding.
Well, your mom's a wobbler. What?
My dad's cool.
Letty's mom just loves Salvador more than she loves Letty.
Ouch.
And Letty was like, I was like, your mom's not coming. She's like, I don't know where she's at right now.
Yeah, I don't. She won't tell me. She'll just like leave. And you know what's crazy?
She'll be like in Europe for a week.
Facts. But to put it low key, this might get a little bit deep. Sorry, guys. But her mom left her in El Salvador and came to America. And my mom was like 13 in El Salvador. And so I think that's what she experienced. So that might have been internalized. And that's what she does. Without warning, she'll just dip. I won't know if she's coming for the holidays or anything until I look on Facebook and she's fucking in La Playa with Bad Bunny. Just kidding. But she's been everywhere like that. So it all is like a cycle.
It is. Yeah, my mom didn't have her mom growing up.
Yeah.
Oh, so they don't know how to love?
It's just they...
Maybe. It's how, like issues.
It's what they were taught. It's kind of like what you're taught. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, you'll probably lose your kid.
Yeah, fuck. At the tunnel in downtown, we're just recording shit. Tagging.
Where's my kid at? Damn.
But you know what happened to my mom with my little cousin? They were at Santa Monica, and my little cousin ran away. And they lost that food for like 30 minutes, and then they found him at the maquinitas at the little game just playing.
Wow, he was just chill.
He was just playing around, like dang. he didn't even have like money. He was just like tapping the buttons and shit.
Yeah,
that's crazy. But yeah, that food lost me crazy as fuck.
That's crazy. Yeah. When you told me that so natural. Like yeah, my
I never knew until like 2 months ago because she was telling me we're driving by. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I think we went somewhere, and I was like, oh, let's just take the streets.
Yeah.
She's like, oh yeah, maneja por aquí. She was just like. She was kind of like reminiscing when she
gave me like a tour. Yeah. Memories.
Well, yeah, and then she was like, oh, look, before this, it used to be like a big ass open like field or dirt. I don't know exactly. I was a baby, obviously.
Right.
And she's like, they used to like show like drugs here, crystal or whatever. And she said that my dad came back and she's like, where's Danny? Like, and he was like, oh shit. And then when they were both like on the hunt, my dad's friend fought. But imagine I was like, walking around where fools are just shooting up heroin.
Yeah,
smoking.
That's crazy. They would have sold you for more drugs for them. So,
somebody definitely looked at you like, how much can I get for that baby?
Yeah.
A ball.
¿Cuánto la libra?
¿Cuánto la libra? I don't think I was that fat. Fuck you. Right? ¿Cuánto la libra is crazy?
Damn, that's wild. But that's what we learned at brunch.
They fucking traded that's me for a psychic.
I'm for some reason I'm thinking your childhood is my childhood. Like
different years. Times. Yeah.
So yeah, you could have been sold for a sidekick for sure.
Or the chocolate.
Yeah. Or
that's what they were called, bro.
Yeah, you could have been sold for a PSP, bro.
Damn, a Nintendo.
That would have been meant that you're very valuable.
Yeah, you're super valuable. Yeah.
I am mad at it.
Yeah.
Damn, for an A ball would have been crazy.
Nintendo.
I'd be mad for an A ball.
Or how about like you? How bad is it that you weren't sold?
Yeah. No. Let's point out the fact. Now I was one of the cutest babies of all time.
And
that's facts.
The Gerber baby exists.
Insert. That fool's ugly.
The Gerber baby.
That fool's ugly.
Okay.
He's hella like they just took
insert
hella good
photo
pictures.
Of Danny here.
There's a sort of guy right here. Look, boom. I'm gonna show y'all these baby pictures. It's amazing. By the way, have you ever?
That's cool. You have baby pictures.
Oh my
I don't
god.
Have baby pictures.
It did. It is like a fucking family thing. I lost Aiden before.
His nephew. You lost your nephew.
No, I lost that for a fucking Target.
Oh.
Because I look, Aiden's not a baby. You guys know Aiden. He's fucking like 7. She's like, he's about to be,
he's little.
If I tell him to stand next to me, he should be able to just follow me all the way.
No, kids have short attention. You have short attention span.
I know, but what I'm saying is like, you know what I'm saying?
Follow
so,
directions.
So I was like, hey, fool, just stay here. And I'm like, look, I'm buying you everything you want. Because at the moment, this was like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. At the moment, I want my ex little bitty. So she's like, oh my God, your nephew. She's fucking falling
Let's
for
take
the
him out.
She's falling for the puppy eyes. That fool wants everything.
My name's
Aiden.
I wanna
make it, you know, like if he remembers me, it's a good thing. If
Are
the baby
you
likes
friend?
Me, if the baby likes me, that means the sister has to like me. So she's buying everything. She's being a fucking super
She's winning him over. She's brownie points.
Yeah, you feel me? She's getting tricked on. Pause. Yeah, she's getting tricked on. You feel me? And yeah. then we just lose this when I throw a fucking fit. And then, but what he did do was he went back to the fucking
security
guard. No, he's my security guard guy. And I came out like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was like, give me all your shit. I didn't give him shit for a week.
You're mean.
Well, that's what
he's going through a traumatic experience. Like, imagine when you got lost, they yelled at you once.
No, it didn't. That wasn't my fault. I was three.
I know. It's not his fault that he got lost. Don't blame the little kid.
At 6 years old, it's your fault. I told you to stay.
No, I got lost like at 6, 7, 2.
And it was your probably your fault, though.
It was my fault.
Yeah.
Okay, my parents had an Astro van. And then I would hide in the back and, like, duck, me and my brother.
Why? They used to beat you guys?
Nah.
Shut up, you're stupid. Like, I had from my parents.
No, like, we would hide, and then they would look back, and they'd be like, all right. So they thought we were doing that, and we were at Little Caesars. And then they left, thinking that we were hiding. Me and my brother come over. Where'd they go? I was crying like a little bitch.
They got back to the valley?
Oh, my
God. It was in the valley. Yeah. They said they got to, like 4 blocks down and realized that we were not playing.
What about you?
They're like, I'm just picturing that. They're like, you guys are so silly.
Oh, shit. Your mom was praying?
One time, I didn't lose Little Vic, but he thought he lost me. So we were at Billy B's in Anaheim.
Never heard of that. What is that?
Never heard of that.
I don't know. It's so like white.
Is it a fucking...
Yeah, what is Billy B's,
it's like
dog?
like a Chuck E. Cheese, but not really. Like, what do it's they just have like there? A bunch of like tunnels and like the shit you know what I'm saying, like
play pins. Oh, okay.
Like, you know the shit that you climb in at Chuck E. Cheese, that's like the tubes and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, like it's a McDonald's bunch of those.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of those, and then just like other like little things.
But you like the OZ version?
Yeah, it's just stuff for kids. Yeah, yeah, like there's like shit like that.
You were at Buena Park, and then you went to?
No, it was just in Anaheim.
Oh, okay.
And then so he was climbing in one of those things, but he wanted me to come up with him, but I'm like, no, it's like I could barely fit up there. It's like super for kids, so. I was just watching him, and then he was watching me, and then he lost me, and then I just saw him in the like the little the little like window
crying.
He just started panicking. Ah, baby. And then I'm like, oh no, now I'm trying to like run up there to show him that like he didn't get lost. But in his mind, he's like, Dad, you lost me. You forgot me. And I'm just like, no, he brought it
you
up.
You abandoned me?
Three, 4 years later, he's like, Dad, remember when you lost me at Billy B's? I'm like, I didn't lose you.
He's like, you lost yourself.
He's gonna, he's gonna
it's
go.
Your fault.
He's gonna go to his grave being like, my dad lost me one time.
Vic was like, my fault, huh? Look at it closely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What about you? Have you ever lost any of your kids?
Yeah, lost Emmy.
Oh, shit.
Well, it wasn't like I lost her.
She
like,
lost.
We got off the elevator, and then we were walking out, and then she turned around and went back in. And I was like, what the hell? And the elevator went up.
Dang.
It was pretty funny.
What's good now is that, like, we have little, like, Jorge bought, like, little watches that you put the AirPod, not the AirPod, the AirTag, and it follows the boys. Like,
on the Rolex?
Yeah. No, it's, like, their own. It's the AirTag, and it's, like, a plastic one. It's cool, but now we can't lose them. Like, and they run around everywhere. Like, they try to get lost. No, you open the door, one of them just shoots out, so they try to get lost.
Next level.
The play place, they can't, because I'll go up with them.
Yeah.
I don't care if I'm allowed. I'm the height. I'm under the. Yeah. I'm below the feet.
Oh, you're like the super extra mom, and all the other moms are like,
fuck yeah. I don't care. I'm not gonna lose these kids.
Let them be kids.
And also, I'm gonna let them play because they're little right now. So the bigger kids try to like push them out of the way, and it's like, no, not when I'm here. I don't care.
I feel that you be scolding 9-year-olds that are your size.
Let my kid play. Let my kid play. Where's your mom at?
Where's your mom at?
Yeah, so that's vibes. Shout out to us. That's how we learned at brunch.
I want everybody in the comments to comment the time where you lost your kid. Don't worry. We won't have social workers looking through them.
Yeah.
Unless they're really bad.
Unless you are social workers. Come on.
They probably lost their kids.
Clock out of work.
Everybody lost their kid once or twice.
Unless you lost your kid and you never found them, then maybe we got
to. Oh.
It's another step we could take from there, you know? Hire a private
detective.
FBI detective. Yeah. Not like.
You're going to make it sad.
Why is that sad?
I don't know. It's
that
sad
was dark.
That was so dark.
That was very dark.
Hey, some kids are meant to have parents.
It's because, like, I watch too much Dateline. There are people that, like, lose their kids.
But most, 99% of the time, is they've been kidnapped.
Yeah.
I was, so obviously, I was joking.
We know you're joking.
Yeah, we know you're joking. Yeah.
Shout out to the kids.
Yeah. They're being extra. All right. Don't you know I'm local, you guys?
Yes.
Dodger news! A bunch of stuff is going down at Dodgers. Fan Fest just happened. Fan Fest just got real. They just realized what Fan Fest was.
It was the first ever Fan Fest, right?
It was not the first ever Fan Fest. It happens all the time.
The first time I literally ever heard of it.
Shut up.
I swear to God.
I never heard of that bullshit.
It's dope.
It must be for like the fake fans.
There's so many people in the comments that are like, I can't believe they don't know what FanFest is.
I ain't gonna lie. I feel like FanFest is for like very.
No, FanFest is for the biddies. I'm telling you, they go.
I ain't gonna lie. The homie posted the stories.
And you didn't see anything?
Yeah, they look kind of mid, and the DJ was whatever.
Dang.
So maybe FanFest gotta like.
Incorporate
step it
us.
Up.
Hire Brown back to host the
yeah,
next
come
year.
Yeah, on, hey.
You know what I mean? It's just
then it'll be a party.
Look,
yeah, then it'll be a party.
But something that they did do there is they announced that our guy Fernando Valenzuela, his number is going to be retired.
That is fire.
At number 34, which is really cool.
I didn't realize that it wasn't retired already.
Right.
I kind of
no
like
one
assumed,
ever touched it. Yeah.
But no, people have worn 34 over the years, but he definitely deserves. If anybody deserves to get their jersey retired, it's him.
Yeah.
He literally, we're Dodger, we're all Dodger fans because of him. Little
Latinos in general not fuck with Dodger Stadium until Fernando Valenzuela.
Literally, my grandpa told me that he used to somewhat like baseball. He liked in the 70s, like he liked Pedro Guerrero, he said. And it wasn't until Fernando came that it was like, no, everybody's a Dodger fan now.
Yep.
Well, he was probably, also you understand that, like, it's hard to retire a number from a big team like that because there's so many greats that have walked, like so many.
Being a Dodger?
Being a Dodger.
Yeah, I mean.
And the amount of pitchers, the amount of great Latinos, the amount of great everybody, hitters.
Yeah, we do have, as the Dodgers, we do have a lot of jerseys retired, like number one, number two, a bunch of jerseys.
What numbers can they be now?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Now it's a trend in, like, especially with the Yankees, they have a lot of jersey retired, numbers retired.
They have too many.
So, like, Aaron Judge, that's why he's number 99.
Dang.
You know, but now it's cooler to have higher numbers.
Higher
if you
numbers,
notice, like, a lot of the Dodgers pitchers,
everything
they have, like, 74. All these, like,
they're
going to
have,
Kenley
like, the
Jensen.
Pound sign star.
Pretty soon, yeah.
The star, the asterisk.
I want to know who's going to retire 69.
Ooh. True.
Jenny
69.
That's a valid one. I don't know. When you guys play sports, what was your guys' number?
Dang. I never had a number like that. Well, but you had a number then.
Fucking. Yeah, when I played water polo on our caps, I either wore number 10 or 2. But honestly, I wasn't too crazy, but I remember 10 was always cool because like of the Messi's and shit like that.
Yeah.
And then the soccer homie was like a huge fan of Cristiano, so he would wear number 7 on his water polo cap.
10 would always be my Loteria card.
Mm, see? Mm. What about you?
Number 1. I always like number 1.
Of course.
I just, no, I'm serious. I just always like the
number. It would probably be 7, if not 1.
I always like the number 1. It was just like, as a shortstop, like, because I played baseball. So it was just, as a shortstop, you always like to have a low number. Like, Jeter had number 2. Stuff like that. Outfielders wore the
bigger numbers.
They had, like, double digits. So if you're an infielder, usually you want to get, like, a lower number.
What was your,
Maximo?
I think mine was 4.
Nice.
4 is mid. That's valid shit.
4 what is about, also a good Loteria card.
It's a valid shit. What about Emmy? What does she wear?
12.
Oh, 12 is a cool number.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers. Her birthday's on 12.
Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, did you like this story? Because you're a freaking Packers fan.
I don't like the story. I don't want him to leave.
You like
Aaron
Rodgers.
Okay, so let's talk about it.
I do not want him to leave.
Raiders.
All right, talk to me, Vic. What's going on? What's the rumor?
So Aaron Rodgers was at a golf tournament over the weekend, and as he was walking by, there was like some fan like kind of trolling him, like, yo, Raiders. It's funny, we're everywhere. Saying in the same tone,
saying
too.
Saying the same tone,
Raiders. There's always some guy somewhere saying Raiders at some moment to somebody.
In a sport that doesn't even pertain
at
to
all. Literally.
Football.
I bet you that guy had a full Raider jersey on at a golf tournament.
Facts.
For no reason.
With little ass shorts.
I swear, every time I go to Buffalo Wild Wings, I hear someone say, Raiders.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. Get your free wings.
Yeah. What Buffalo Wild Wings do you go to?
Sherman Oaks.
Is that one cool? I've been to that one.
I've only been to the Burbank one.
I go to the Downey one. Anyway. Okay, so he got trolled by a fan, and then after they asked him about it, like, hey, there were some people, you know, asking you or telling you about the teams. And then he's like, what team did you hear the most? And he's like, I heard that Raiders everywhere I went. You know what I'm saying? So I thought that was pretty funny because, like, we're very obnoxious as Raider fans. And it's led to some speculation. He is from the Bay Area originally. So, you know, there was always, like, rumors about, going to the Niners. Obviously, the Raiders are no longer in Oakland, but Vegas is still close by. And his former receiver, Davante Adams, is with the team now. They asked Davante Adams, like, what neighborhood is he moving into? He said mine. So he's kind of like giving
some. Yeah, they're like alluding to like yeah. this was gonna be a raid. No,
and obviously Derek Carr is out on his way out. So we'll see. I mean, he seems to be leaving the door wide open, which is kind of fucked up because he's still on the Packers. So how do you feel about that?
I mean, we're kind of used to it as Packer fans. Every year he's like, he's like just, he doesn't know what he wants.
He's like a toxic, like, right? Like, he's like toxic. I don't know if I really want to commit to you long term.
He knows he's a man kind of thing.
Yeah, no, but also, I mean, I could only imagine how depressing it could get living in Green Bay for all those years.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you miss the weather and
if you're from out here and then you go there, you're like, you notice the difference.
Players always talk about how they miss home, and that's a real thing. You know what I mean? Like, everybody misses, like, the weather, like, just the style of living, you know what I mean? And Green Bay compared to the Bay is fucking two different worlds. And I'm pretty sure even in the Bay, it was probably from the Burbs.
Probably,
But also, the funny thing about the story was that he told the fan, oh, yeah, bro, have Devante out and buy me a house.
Oh, yeah, tell him buy
like,
me a house.
Tell him buy me a house. Because he was like, hey, the fan was like, Devante Adams needs a new neighbor.
Yeah.
He's like, well, tell him buy me a house. But also, what made it more interesting was that Derek Carr was like, they were interviewing him at the Pro Bowl, and he said a joke. He's like, yeah, I'm already on my way out anyways. He said like a joke towards the Raiders.
No, he is. I mean, they sent him
home. Oh, yeah, they're getting rid of that fool.
Yeah, he's gone. He already said his, like, on Instagram, his goodbye, like, thank you, Raider fans, da-da-da-da.
Dang.
Yeah, they already know. They're, like, living together. They're still together, but they're, like, living in separate rooms right now. You know, different they know beds. They're, like, they're already looking.
It's done. It's done.
Yeah, they're already, like, DMing other hoes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that type of vibe.
This is we're in the sports topic. Fucking Kyrie Irving, dog.
Oh, he
and you Nets owner, you piece of shit, ugly motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
Fuck you.
Fuck Alibaba.
Fuck you for being the biggest cock blocker ever.
Yeah.
What a hating
He's
asshole.
A hater. All right,
we get
let's cock
blocked
it.
A lot as Lakers.
Okay, yeah. I wanted to talk about that. So, as Laker fans, the Laker organization, we have to pay a tax on everything because nobody wants to send good players to the Lakers. Nobody wants to see the Lakers win another chip. Everybody is on like the biggest hating type of shit ever.
That's
like we
horrible.
Can't just get a good player, even.
Oh shoot!
My phone.
Bluetooth. Brown bag. Even, hey,
brown
I found
bag.
The brown bag bowl.
Well, I'm poor.
You're not. You're not. Put your Red Bull in there. Put your Bape shoe that's about to get recalled.
Somebody's gonna come pull up and put a Nike logo on that shit.
That's what I'm
saying.
Fixed glasses, big product glasses.
Oh shit. What?
Yeah, okay, this so is cock blocking, right?
They're just basically plain and simple cock blocking. It's gone on for years. Even when we got Pau Gasol, if you notice, we traded with the Grizzlies. Jerry West was actually a part of the Grizzlies at the time. So it was really like family to family. Recently, we've only traded with the Wizards.
Mm.
Nobody wants to do business, like fair
That's
business with
crazy.
The Lakers.
Yeah, because we get Kyle Kuzma, Caldwell Pope.
Yeah, we've only done deals with the Wizards. And besides that, nobody wants to do any type of thing to help the Lakers.
That feels like sabotaging.
It is.
Like
I don't know why Adam Silver doesn't do anything. We gave a much better package than Dallas gave up.
Yeah. Dallas gave up some bullshit. You know what we gave up? We literally could have gave him
two picks,
Kendrick Nunn, and Russell Westbrook.
No, not Kendrick Nunn. Patrick Beverley.
Russell Westbrook. Who's the other fool? Oh, no. Walker.
Yeah, we could have.
So we
could have given
Russell
Walker.
Westbrook, Lonnie Walker,
it was,
and two and two first round picks.
It was more so about the picks that we could have gave him. Like those are likely they're viewed as very valuable because they're more than likely going to be
first round.
Lottery picks.
Yeah,
like,
lottery picks as well.
You know, top 14. So the fact that they said no to that because that's where Kyrie wanted to go is
to spite him.
Literally, it was to spite him.
It was to spite him.
At the detriment of his own team. He's a terrible owner.
Yeah, that fool's a horrible. And he's a horrible owner. One, he don't know how to keep nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then fool two, you're worried about a team. We're not even in the same conference, you bitch.
Yeah.
Like you're not gonna deal with us. You're not gonna deal with us unless you're good and beat your own conference.
Yeah.
And you're not even doing good at that.
Yeah.
Like what? Can we look at
what their stats are?
What are they in the conference? Eastern Conference
standings.
They could be like top five, and even that, I think they're like 5-4, or they could be like from 5-10. I'm like, fool, go worried about the Celtics, bitch.
Exactly.
And the Knicks. Like,
it doesn't even
worrying.
Matter because since he's taken over, they've never made it past the second round.
Exactly. Jeez.
With KD and Kyrie.
So Kyrie is going to?
The Mavs.
To the Mavs.
Could, which is scary.
Could the Mavs in the future possibly trade Kyrie to the Lakers?
No, probably Mark not. Cuban never wants to do anything for the Lakers.
Yeah, either.
Damn, yeah, what do we do? What do we do?
Kobe did it.
No, it's just we're the Lakers.
Kobe just whooped their ass for so long. Sumin, they're number four. Look, you fucking piece of shit. Worried about the Sixers.
They actually have a good record.
About,
yeah.
Go worry about the Bucks. And you're not going to win any of these matches. All these teams are way better than you. Like, and it's such I was gonna say such an easy conference, but it's not.
Yeah,
I mean it kind of is.
Well, it's
though,
easier
right?
than our the
no the top
West
three teams are really good. The top bottom yeah, half yeah. is like whatever.
That's it though.
Yeah.
Damn.
And Cavaliers are right behind you.
So Kobe did this. This is ramifications.
Kobe,
no,
Kobe
it's just,
Kobe
no, it's Dr. Buss said. Ever since he started kicking the whole league's ass since the '80s, since he took over, the like everybody hits the Lakers. Pissed.
So it was a group of Kobe, Shaq, Magic.
Yeah.
We whooped somebody's we whooped everybody's ass for so long that
the owners are like, okay, we'll take this out, but we're gonna take it out on your grandchildren, and that we're the grandchildren
it's because it's all usually family owned.
Yeah.
So even like when Mark Cuban leaves, he's
gonna get inherited.
His sons, nieces, grandchildren, they're gonna be like, well, fuck everybody else. We're not trading with them on you know what I mean?
It's just they don't wanna help. They hate when the Lakers are doing good. That's like the entire league is just like, oh, not these guys again.
And the last Dallas trade, wasn't it Lamar?
Yeah, we traded Lamar Odom to them. See, Lakers, we're not haters. Like, we'll give you, like, good players if it helps us. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't view the world like that.
Like, we're just not just going to, out of spite, not do something.
Yeah, just send this player. Like, okay, like, let's say we hated Russell Westbrook. We're not going to, like, spite our team just to fucking put him somewhere he doesn't want to be.
Damn, that's so crazy.
The Clippers will never do business with the Lakers. They literally don't trade.
So
we did it for the first time.
Yeah, for Zubac.
So my question.
For Zubac. Well, yeah, but you guys fucking fleeced us.
We finessed it.
Yeah.
And you're still not.
You're still not winning.
Yeah,
still the
matter.
Clippers. Okay. Yeah. So when do you think we're going to win a championship? That's my
It's going to be hard now because now you gave the Mavericks another fucking lethal weapon. Player.
But to be fair, Kyrie can leave the Mavericks at the end of the season.
Yeah.
And which, be free agent?
Yeah, and
which
he could
is,
come here.
Which is most likely was going to happen. But honestly, is the first time Kyrie's in the West? Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
Kyrie's finally living in good weather. It's cool.
Yeah.
He's going with a great, with a player that's a future Hall of Famer. Luka Doncic. They're a great team.
It's going to be, it's going to be a dangerous.
I only know that player
duo.
Because J. Cole rapped him.
Oh, bro, he's magic.
He's so good.
Bro, and it's like this, right? It's like this. You got to think about it. Now, the Magic has one of the most deadliest backcourts ever.
Yeah.
That's scary, dog.
Yeah.
Trying to double-team Kyrie, now Magic, now Luka's open, and then trying to double-team Luka, and now Kyrie's open.
Nah, it's gonna be bad. Like, any guards that have to defend them are just going to be in such, like, fuck, not the Mavericks.
Yeah. I feel like how Duno feels when we talk hip-hop. I'm trying my hardest.
LeBron. LeBron, can we talk about LeBron?
Yeah.
LeBron wishes he was regular, you guys.
Please,
LeBron had an emo ass weekend.
He did.
We need to check in on LeBron.
But you know who feels LeBron? Duno. So we have to read LeBron's quotes. Please pull it up. LeBron does
James.
Wish that he was regular. I don't know when he said these things, but these are quotes of his.
It is pretty sad.
Yeah. He said, I don't want to say it ever becomes too much, but there are times when I wish I could do normal things. I wish I could go to Target sometimes and walk into Starbucks and have my name on the cup, just like regular people.
Come on, LeBron. You know what we wish we could do? We wish we could dunk a fucking basketball and
I
have
wish I was
$1 billion.
Space
dollars.
Jam, bitch.
Yeah, what the fuck? Come on, LeBron.
The fuck?
Jesus Christ.
Yo, he can buy a Starbucks.
I'm a right fucking Starbucks.
On God.
On you.
Yeah. You want LeBron? You want Starbucks? I want Space Jam. Fuck.
I should go to Target. Fuck.
I fucking hate going to Target. My son wants everything in there, and I can't buy it because I'm not LeBron. Oh God! Don't get me started.
I love that we let that shit out. I love that we let that shit out. And I feel like okay, so.
But hold on, wait.
There was more. I feel.
Wait.
There was
another quote. We can stop here because Duno hasn't said a word. He doesn't feel the same way that we feel. Go ahead.
There was
Duno.
One more quote. Let me pull up the Instagram. There's an Instagram right there in the link. Okay, so he says, "I wish I could just like walk into a movie theater and sit down and go to the concession stand and get popcorn."
You're laughing. The homie's mental health.
Okay, okay. Okay, why would you do that?
Let's listen to the Mexican LeBron.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
The LeBron of Mexicans over here.
Okay, LeJuan. LeJuan. Talk to us. Talk to us.
I feel him. Not me personally. I don't feel him like... That's crazy. That fool stardom is at a whole different level. You know what I mean?
Right.
But also, like, I get what they're saying. It's like, bro.
You
like,
can't go into Target?
That's how I feel when I watch the Kardashians. Like, bitch, stop crying. Like, oh, they didn't clean this. Bitches be crying about the most outrageous shit ever. Like, I hate these bitches, but I also watch the show constantly.
I like that you're a Kardashian fan.
You know, growing up with sisters, I'm my, you know me, my, what's it called? My platter of shows and.
Your palate?
My palate? My platter.
Pen platter. It's fine. You're hungry.
Fucking my palate of... we ate in and out. That show is trash, by the way. I finished it. Now, my palate when it comes to like watching a gang of different shit, I watch a gang of shit.
Yeah.
So hearing them cry, I'd be like, bro, shut the fuck up.
But you feel like you understand him because you can't go to Target without being recognized.
Can't go to a Dodger game.
Yeah, fuck it, fuck. I miss Dodger games.
You all you want to do is ask for a Dodger dog, right?
You feel me?
And fight squabble real quick and no one know who you
are. Yeah, like I can't, like, you feel me?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Name some places you can't go.
Yeah. Gulichi Town.
Nah, I'll go there regardless.
No, but they'll recognize you.
The girl worked there. Shit. Yeah.
That's because you got banned.
What? I can't go to
Where somewhere you know they're recognizing you.
Dodger Stadium is crazy. Dodger Stadium is crazy. The Santee Alleys.
Could you go to a concession stand and ask for popcorn and then?
Oh yeah, so like when I go to the movies, I go to Burbank, the last show.
Damn.
You just told everybody.
Hey, but there's three in Burbank.
There's like three, four
in the same fucking block.
Tell us your morning routine.
Yeah, tell us again.
Days. The Swamis is crazy.
That's funny, dog. Because I see this from LeBron. Like, okay, do you know what Michael Jackson did?
Yeah, that fool's a creep. And I know what he did. He pretended to shop at a market.
He hired a whole crew to act normal while he shops in the market. And literally, like, not to act like they don't see him, like he's just a regular person. He hired a whole, like, the market and a whole set of actors to pretend that they didn't notice him. That's just crazy.
The Truman
LeBron,
Show.
Do that shit, LeBron. Just try it if you want this.
Get a Starbucks in your house and hire someone.
No, but imagine, like.
I'll misspell your name, dog. Like, just come on.
That is whack, though.
Next time I go to Starbucks, I'm going to tell them my name is LeBron.
LeBron. And so you can show it. Like, hey.
That's what can't do shit with. That is true.
He can, though.
In
LA, bro, no, like, people will leave you alone.
There's spots where he can go that people are too, their nose high, that they're not going to check. Like, you could go to Erewhon. You could go to freaking, like, areas, like, clearly
fuck,
he can't go.
No, there. LeBron can't do shit in Los Angeles.
He can.
No, but, bro, this is a basketball icon from the city of California, the United States, all the way to
city
fucking
California.
China.
We are a state,
We are a California state. From... The United States all the way to China, this fool can't do shit. He is the face of basketball.
Yeah.
He is like a lifetime Nike deal.
But I feel like if he puts on a hat and sunglasses, he's cool.
Yeah, but when
he also recognize the hairline.
Yeah.
Is the balding in the
top. I seen LeBron at a Giveon show. He'd be stepping out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He goes out in Vegas. He went to an Usher show.
Nice.
Yeah, but imagine like the Giveon show, everybody was recording him instead of Giveon.
Yeah, I told him to trade Russell Westbrook. Like a year ago, when he was, I saw him. I was like, "Trade Russell Westbrook."
You're an asshole.
No wonder he can't go out.
He can't go out. Because of that.
I was just giving him advice. I saw the future.
Trade Westbrook, Raiders for no reason.
I'm wearing a Raider jersey to a Giveon concert.
But yeah, that's crazy. I mean, but shit. I mean, that's what comes with the prize, right?
Yeah. What do you wish that you could do?
Without
getting noticed.
I don't know, actually. Probably like go tagging.
I knew it was gonna be tagging.
And like fight without it being like a.
Like it come back to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I like that you're famous because that'll keep you from fighting.
What about you?
I'm regular. I look like every Hispanic girl. I look like all the biddies you bring.
So, see, they're not all ugly.
They're bald. Yeah, so I'm bald?
Chips.
Hey!
Shit. I don't get recognized as much, you know what I'm saying? So I could do everything.
Sorry, bud.
No, it's cool. It's a great life, you know?
I feel it.
I mean, I get recognized here and there and shit, but I mean, my son likes it. Like, whenever we're out and I get recognized, he's like, oh, dad, you just got recognized. Like, we were in Santa Monica the other day. We got recognized. That was kind of cool. But for the most part, I have, like, you know, pretty regular life. But when I was when we don't get recognized at the gym, that's good.
Oh yeah.
They probably just don't even look at, like, they probably just see us and they're just like whatever.
But honestly, at the gym, people are usually hella respectful.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, minding their business. Except that one fool. He's about to get the beats.
I'm gonna beat the fuck out of some fool at the gym. Yeah. No. But I didn't do nothing.
No, he didn't do anything. He was like being a weirdo.
Like, I was like mid workout with Vic and the homie's owner. And we're like literally focused. Like I was like, yeah, Vic, you got it. Vic's over there bumping music. He's squatting crazy. You know what I mean?
Are you checking his form?
The homie.
Yeah. We have to. Yeah.
You had to?
Yeah.
You had to see Vic pop it out?
No, no,
it's a squat.
No, yeah, so the homie's owner was like, yeah, just pop your ass a little way. Yeah. Like, all right, yeah, cool. But it's like, but so Boo just came up to me and was like, hey, bro, what's your real name, not your stripper name?
Like, he told you that?
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
Like, I was like, what? And like, I could have had my AirPods on. He's like, and I was like, what? I was like, fool, I'll smack the fuck out you, fool. And the homie's owner went, like, Vic and the homie's owner went right behind him. He's like, oh, nah, bro. I was like, fool, I'm working out, fool. Get the fuck out, fool. Before I smack the shit out of you. Yeah. And he just left, and we're walking by. He's like, hey, bro, I'm sorry. I was like, fool, I'm not even tripping, fool. But like, I'm like, fool. Like, see, I wish I could, like, I would have been able to smack him there, and then it would have been cool. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I would have been just a regular fool that smacked another regular fool.
Right, but because you're Duno, it's like.
Yeah, nah, but fool, people at the gym be recognizing me, like, oh, what's up, bro? Mid workout, yeah, bro, do your, like, I'm not acting weird. Like, I'm like literally working. Like, I ask people if somebody's fucking like the fucking bar fall on them, I'll help him. Or like, you know what I mean? Or like if somebody's waterfall, it's not like I'm like acting fucking bougie. I mean, I'd be working out like normal shit. You know what I mean? But that fool was like, what's your stripper name? I was like, fool, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
People be thinking like real life is like internet comments, YouTube comments and shit. That's some shit you'd like comment on Twitter and just be
that's
like,
that's a crazy comment. That would take fight. It is. It was just, I don't have shit to take flight on that way, but I would take
flight. No, it was just weird. Like, the dude thought he really did something.
And I was like, fool, I'll smack the fuck out you.
Yeah.
And he was like, nah.
Uh-uh,
and
I was like, you
and I
said
was,
it.
And
so
then, and then I was like, and I was like, get the fuck out, bitch.
Yeah.
I was like, get the fuck out. But I was like, damn, stripping him is crazy.
Hey, Duno's like, I know I'm funny and shit, but I'll beat the fuck out of you.
Yeah. Josh is going to use that. Josh has good comebacks when people like bang on him. Never heard of you. Never heard of you.
That was
guys.
Crazy.
Yeah.
When they go, huh? Holy shit.
If they were to like come up to Josh and be like, this is blah, blah, blah. He's like, all right, tell me your real name, not your stripper name. Ooh. Damn, that's some shit Josh would say.
Then you got to take off right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah, we're at the gym. Sometimes motherfuckers be having guns. You can't say shit like that.
At the gym?
No, what I'm saying is like we were at the gym.
Oh, okay. Like in regular
life. Like motherfuckers be having bad days. You never know. You might catch somebody on a bad day.
Yeah. Damn, that's crazy. I don't like that. That made me feel really mad.
Stripper name. That's crazy.
Yeah. That's so
my stripper name wouldn't even be Duno.
Yeah, that's a weird stripper name. Like, coming to the stage.
Like Duno.
In the red bikini. Duno.
My stripper name would be like Dulce or something.
Ooh.
Dulce.
I love it.
Oh, my God.
Dulce. I love Dulce.
Dulce's world.
Dulce's world.
Chiquitón.
Dulce Duno. Let's go.
What would be your tripper name?
I don't know. Give me one.
I don't know. What would be yours, Rick?
Give me a strip.
What? You guys have been to strip places, not me.
Oh, you've never been to a strip club?
I've been, but like not how you guys are.
I never go to a strip club. I go for content.
Okay.
What would be your stripper name?
Man, I don't know.
El de las aguas.
Yeah.
I don't know. It has to be like, I don't know. You guys remember that wrestler Val Venus? From WWE?
Oh, it'd be like a...
Val Penis?
I'll just be like Venus or something. Yeah, Venus.
No, it'd
good.
Be like Vic Venus.
Yeah, Vic Venus. Venus. Yeah. Yeah.
Coming to Vic. The stage.
Vic Venus.
The man that loves cousins.
Hey, why does every strip club DJ have the exact same voice?
Crazy voice. So
they sound like Raider fans?
Yes, literally. they DJ at the strip club on Saturday, and then they do the Raider voiceovers on Sunday.
What would be my stripper name? Just give it to me. We're just playing make-believe. Don't act all weird.
La Roommate.
No.
That'd be your narco name.
That would be my narco name.
La Roommate.
And my thing would be that I live next to you before I kill you, type of shit.
Whoa.
Because you know those names come from like El Barbie or like El Pozolero.
El Pozolero's crazy.
Oh, yeah, shit. That fool is crazy.
That fool's crazy. Yeah. El Pozolero.
But it all
crazy.
Comes from some shit, you know?
Okay, if you were.
I'm going to be Lechuga.
Now, coming to the stage, Lechuga.
Con toda la pechuga.
No!
Don't act like I'm not bomb, dog. gross, okay?
That was a good one.
That one is crazy. All right. Let's if you were crazy. A sports person, if you were like a NBA player, baseball player, what would be your coming out song? Like when you come out?
Walk up song would definitely be... I'm going to go freaking Nipsey with it. I'm going to probably do Hustle Motivate, but that's the song that I like listening to.
Mm. Oh, that's a banger for turn up. For yeah. Walk up song, that's fire.
You that's think? Fire. This is where I want to be. Shade Chiced.
This is where I want to be.
Walking up. What about you? It feels like a fucking cookout when I'm walking to the...
You can be a vibe as a baseball player.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Fucking Devuelve Mami Chica by Hombre G.
Can you sing it? I don't know it. I'm sorry. No, I suck at being
bad. You don't know... As a Latino...
I know. You definitely have more nopal spikes than I do.
Well, Hombre G's from Spain, but... Develo Mami Chica?
No, bro. I'm sorry.
Get the fuck out, bro. You know we're going to have to bleep this.
Play?
Bro, oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You should have done that.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
It's just your deeper voice.
Yeah.
Don't let the Raiders.
Yeah.
I feel like fucking Jock hated coming out to the fucking.
It's going down. Yeah. That should have drove me crazy. Yeah. It's like, we get it. It's a funny joke.
It's Going Down is by Young Jock. And so Jock Peterson would come out to it. But it's like, after a while, like, fuck. Yeah. Give me a new song.
Yes. So they changed it when he had his kid. To Big Papa by Biggie.
Oh, nice.
Love it when you call me Big Pop. And then he would just come out and everybody would just had a cheer for him.
Because he's Big Papa.
Yeah, because he's Big Papa.
Will Smith comes out to the Fresh Prince theme song.
You're a liar.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, okay. As long as it's not like Jiggy with it or something.
No, he comes out to, maybe he might change it this year. But
let's fill it up here. Yeah. Born and raised.
Every, like, they just play the theme song of like the shit and it's pretty funny every single time.
That's
it's like,
cool beans.
I get it. Will Smith, that's his name.
And you would come out to Rock en Español.
Rock en Español.
By the way, you know, when I was holding your head and you asked, last episode, I saw that I didn't answer you. Because you were like, Leti, what song were you dancing? Remember I was holding your head at the club? It was a Rock en Español song because it was the two-step.
The Oye Mi Amor, maybe?
It might have been one of those. They played, like, to end it, they started playing, like, Rock en Español.
We're back. Super Bowl is this weekend.
Is this weekend.
It's going to come out on Thursday. What is your prediction, Leti? Are you going for the Chiefs or the Eagles, just on top of your head?
I'm going for Rihanna.
I'm not
invested in any of these teams from the Super Bowl.
Mm.
That's what's crazy. Like, maybe the commercials. Oh, do you know what I heard? The commercials are going to be woke this year. Really? Like, a lot of the commercials, like, have to have, like, a cause behind their commercials. Oh. So get ready for a lot of freaking, like, super woke Pepsis.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, remember that one
like,
Pepsi
have
commercial?
A Pepsi and this Pepsi.
No, you remember that Kendall Pepsi commercial that she saved the world with the Pepsi? That shit was so fire.
Yeah.
I can't believe they like.
Yeah, they're going with like social causes for the commercials.
That's whack. Yeah, bring back those crazy. Fucking hilarious Doritos Voila. Commercials.
Yeah, like the ones where they talk to each other around the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was GoDaddy ones?
The GoDaddy commercials?
The GoDaddy commercials?
Oh, when I was a kid, they're about to show their tits, and then it was just like, GoDaddy.com. And I was like, I need to go to GoDaddy.com.
GoDaddy!
And it's a website builder.
Yeah. It was like
one time.
I copped the whole website thinking I was going to see some tits, and I just had like a domain for no reason.
Dang.
Boo, fool. One time when GoDaddy was coming out, I looked it up, and I was like, well, where's the porn?
It sounds like it would be a porn.
That's
GoDaddy.com. Is GoDaddy still around?
Yeah. We have a GoDaddy website.
Did we do it through
GoDaddy?
Yeah,
of course. I don't know what other website fucking domain place
you Yeah, they did their shit with that. The Doritos commercials were always
Doritos
fire.
Were always cool beans.
You know what was one of the best Dorito commercials?
Which
I think the Kung Fu Panda one. When they're fighting, you know how when he's fighting with his master, they're fighting for the last like food. They did it with the Doritos when they're like fighting for the food. Or no, the skateboard one was fire.
Which one?
When they're like skating with the Dorito on the bowl.
Oh.
Oh, that's cool.
You remember that one with Tony?
I don't
Hawk?
Remember any of these.
Really?
There was a lot. There was such like an iconic, like there was a peak of like 2006 to like
where they were great.
2009. It was just incredible. And the budgets were crazy.
Yeah.
People were watching them. Now it's like people stream the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you could see them on YouTube the week before. Like, you probably see all the commercials.
Yeah,
that are
they give a preview
out.
Of like, oh, this is going to be in the commercial. People literally used to say, like, oh, I'm just here for the commercials because they were that entertaining.
Yeah, they couldn't move away.
Top
yeah.
three commercials of all time.
Jesus. I just know the Waza.
The Budweiser.
Great one.
Incredible one.
Okay, you want to know my top three? GoDaddy, the cereal one, the Apple Jacks one, mm-hmm. when the skinny long dude and the little fat dude would fight, and they were like fighting in the bowl.
Oh,
the Apple Jack one, you guys remember
Apple
that one?
The cereal? The cereal one? Yeah, yeah, I get what you mean.
That one, GoDaddy.
Cinnamon.
Yeah.
He was like Jamaican. Right?
Yeah. And the General.
Oh, the General?
The General was a great commercial.
Dang. What was insurance? The General commercial?
You have to explain it.
Go to together and gain some time. And it was always Shaq somewhere. The General?
It was
go
Shaq?
To the General and save some. Yeah, he's an endorser.
Yeah, okay.
Endorser.
Yeah, because we know those companies, but like, what specific commercial are you talking about?
There was a lot of good fire Geico commercials. No, you know which ones were the best ones too? The Southwest ones? Wanna get away? Those were incredible.
Dang, they're not.
Wait, can we pull some?
They're
up
not
maybe?
Registering to me.
There's not
like in my memory, whatever part of the brain remembers like commercials is not 10. Working.
The Wanna Get Away ones were fine.
Yeah, the top. You
but
you
like, what
those?
Happens?
It would be like
I know the Wanna Get Away,
a
but
super
like,
embarrassing moment of like something that happens, and then all of a sudden it's like Wanna Get Away.
But it has to be like a Super Bowl no, Wanna Get Away one.
Southwest.
Yeah, Southwest is doing deals for no.
I shout out the commercials.
Yeah, shout out the commercials. But yeah, Rihanna's going to perform. It's going to be crazy. Clearly, it's Rihanna. It's Roc Nation. Some way or another. Okay, so Jay-Z comes out, right? Let's say Jay-Z comes out.
Run this town.
Bless you.
Excuse me.
Jay-Z didn't come out for his own wife, Beyonce. If you're Beyonce, yeah. Do you get mad? Yes, is the answer. Yes, you get mad.
But babe, it's the Super Bowl. Yeah.
You didn't come out for my shit. You didn't want me out.
How many songs did
they
have together?
You can't come out for that, bitch.
People were saying they were like...
Yeah, they had a thing. There was like rumors that Hov had a thing with Rihanna.
I wasn't even going there.
Oh, that fool was...
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. That fool was fucking hella bitches.
No, that they... that Beyonce and Jay-Z showed up in like different cars different times or something. People thought that was kind of weird.
To Grammys?
Yeah.
Probably though, because she probably gets ready. That happens with me all the time. Jorge leaves before me because I'm getting ready and I don't want to be rushed. I don't want you fucking checking every 5 minutes what I'm doing. Just go. I'll meet you there.
Yeah.
So I think that's the vibe.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a vibe right
there. Yeah.
But yeah, so I would be mad if I was Beyonce and this what comes out during Rihanna.
If Run This Town, if he does Umbrella and Run This Town.
I don't think that Run This Town is going to happen, to be honest.
Because of Kanye?
Yeah.
If she brings out Kanye, though.
She will not. She will not.
There's no way.
She will not.
No?
There's no way.
Yeah, they will not.
She should
already, even besides of the whatever, she's loyal to Hov, and Hov don't fuck with Kanye. So it's just the personal, whatever, the political shit.
I just root for chaos. Like, I just want to see it so bad.
Of course you do.
Because it's like, all of a sudden, you're just like, oh shit, it comes on, and then Kanye comes out of nowhere, he has a mask on,
yeah.
And it's just like, oh, you act like not the whole world wouldn't cheer.
We
haven't seen him in 3 months. We missed that fool. Come on, let's be honest.
Or what if this is like, what if for 3 months he's been missing, he's been living at Hov's house. Hov was like, this is your way back into the world.
Hov don't fuck with him. Hov knows to be like, stay away, fool.
Yeah, he said a lot of wild shit.
Yeah. But what's going to happen? Like, her big song, she has great big songs. Umbrella is an incredible song. I think some of her biggest collabs are with her ex, Drake. And I also do not think that Drake is going to come out.
I think Drake's going to come out.
Nah.
Do you think Drake is going to come out?
I don't know.
Rocky is going to do Drake's parts.
Yeah. He's like, where are you going? Not so fast, lover boy.
Not so fast, lover boy.
Yes. See, I don't think that because I feel like Rihanna is such a big artist, like icon, iconic. Yeah. She's fucking
Drake unfollowed them. When they announced they were together.
Yeah, but Drake's also a simp-ass fool that if Rihanna were to text him, he'll reply right away and be like, yes, I'll be there.
Yes, I'll be at the Super Bowl.
And that's why Rocky wouldn't trust Drake because he would be Dirty Mac-ing on his girl.
He's a Dirty Mac-ing.
Yeah.
Come on. But nah, you think she would bring...
She has to bring Drake out.
Who are her collabs that are like fucking larger than life besides Drake?
My phone just died.
Kendrick? Future? Oh, yeah, she could bring out Kendrick.
What song do they have?
Loyalty.
You know what? Yeah, that would be fire. Oh, that would be super. Imagine he performs 2 years in a row at the Super Bowl.
Dang.
That's why I think he won't do it. They're very good at not being repetitive.
But who else? She's going to bring out Calvin Harris, stupid ass, probably.
What if she does like her, those shit?
Yeah, I know. Because she could go in that. Oh, no. You know who she's going to bring out? Eminem. I will tell you what you really is. That's why I call it window pane.
Okay, but he also came out last year. So if Kendrick's not coming out last year.
Tell me, Drake.
Damn.
I said we put money on it. Let's put a bar on it.
Who she's, is she going
to bring up? What if she does, shut up and drive, drive. I don't want to see that.
Yo, if she,
I want to see, like, you know what savage.
I want to hear? I want to hear.
Didn't I tell you that I was a savage?
No, I want to hear. That will be fire. I want to hear Unfaithful. Ooh. And I know that she would know that she was unfaithful.
Go ahead. Ooh. You know what she's going to do? She's going to do new shit. Like, Beyonce did new shit. Brianna's setting up for an album. She's okay. going to do new shit.
I already know who's going to come out. DJ Khaled. And my boy Bryson Tiller.
Thoughts. In a in a Melrose Vic shirt.
Yes. And yeah, he's gonna wear his Rosecrans Vic jeans, Rosecrans Vic Melrose shirt.
Hey, that one is hard. Wild Thoughts is hard.
Yes.
Wild Thoughts is great.
And it's not that old. 2017, everybody likes
it. Hey, what's my name?
Oh,
what's
she's gonna name? Do work.
She's gonna do work.
Who's work with? By herself?
P&D wrote it, but I mean he wouldn't have anything to do with it.
Who wrote it? P&B?
P&D.
P&D, I don't know.
Party Next Door.
Oh, Party Next Door.
We found love in a hopeless place. Fuck yeah, she's doing that shit.
Yeah, for sure.
That's
for
when
sure.
Calvin Harris is coming out.
Oh, Shakira? Can't remember to forget you?
They're not good. I'm telling you, they're good at not being repetitive.
Yeah. Too good.
Hey, what's my name?
It has to be Jay-Z.
Calvin Harris, for sure.
It has to be Drake. That's, bro, go back up. How many dope songs do they have together?
A lot. But that's her ex, dog. That's her ex.
What about T.I.?
So live your life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's like a super song that they use for like when movies are ending, when they have a good ending, or when kids are running through the field and they play that song.
Okay, right. how about this? She doesn't bring Kanye out, but she gets permission to play All of the Lights, because at a stadium, that shit would be fucking amazing with All the Lights.
Only the hook.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're somehow going to figure that out.
That would be fire. That's too fire to
not
play.
Think about it, J-Lo and Shakira brought up Bad Bunny, J Balvin, she has to like...
She's probably tripping on all the shit she can't do. Like, fucking shit, I can't do this.
Everybody,
everybody
made terrible decisions. Yeah. Now I have a
this motherfucker was here last year, so I can't do this shit.
Yeah. She has a lot of...
Rocky's over here fucking being Stedman, telling me not to do shit. Stedman is Oprah's husband, but he's more like no one really knows him. Mm. I'm saying,
So I think she
Rocky
might...
Okay, this peso?
that would be hard. Nice. See that? Okay, yes, Duno, let's go. Yeah. Let's go.
Cool. That's not gonna, it's not gonna happen though.
It might. You never know.
He's not doing
she loves her man a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. The white people would hate it though. They'd be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
I peed that pretty motherfucker. Okay.
I'm repping at the Super Bowl?
Damn.
Oh my God.
If the Super Bowl was in New York, that would make sense.
Yeah.
I wonder if we'll see the baby. It could be like a cool little baby reveal. Because a lot of them bring their kids. Like J-Lo brought her kids. Beyonce, her daughter, was a choreography on her shit.
When you said the baby, I thought the baby.
The baby, no, like the
and
baby.
And I was like, that fool's not coming out.
Like, Letty, come on. No,
he was
Rihanna's
canceled like
baby.
3 years ago.
Rihanna's baby.
Yeah.
That's the only uncanceled person she can in her life that she can bring up.
Okay, what if she doesn't bring out anybody? On some, The Weeknd didn't bring out anybody.
Yeah, but The Weeknd also has a lot of solo hit songs. So does she.
She does. Mm. She does. She does. Do it.
But how long is how long?
15 minutes.
She could pull it off by herself.
Dog, one of your Jay-Z. Biggest songs is with Drake. One of the, another yeah. big... I think it's going to happen, bro. Trust.
I don't think it's going to happen.
What if she brings out Beyonce?
She already came out. It's so repetitive.
Yeah.
Jay-Z the type of fool, like, even she though you're my wife...
SZA. SZA. That'll be fire.
Why? She has a song with SZA.
Oh. Mm.
What's the song
But it's
called?
Not like a hit.
You get yeah, it's not
kinda,
like a hit.
If you can't name the song, it's not going to be on the performance.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest.
Future?
She's going to do Umbrella 3 times.
L-O-B-E-E-E. That'll be fire.
Jay-Z. She's gonna be dope. She's whatever she does, we're gonna have to commend it that much more because of all the shit she had to like not do and like she couldn't do.
Oh, she could bring out Pharrell for the lemon. Pull it with a lemon. Yeah, that's not big enough, huh?
Yeah. Nope.
Dog Drake, fool. That's
no, Drake is a good answer. Drake is a great answer.
Drake's gonna be there.
Okay, but what song?
Okay, here,
what
let
song?
Me tell you why. I feel like
what's
Rihanna.
Your name? What's my name?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest songs ever in between the ages of 2010 and 2020.
Oh, nah.
What?
Yeah, that was a huge song.
That's one of the biggest songs ever.
Letty,
it's
back
a big song.
Right.
No, it's a big song.
Letty, how long was it being spent
but
on the
if
radio?
If I'm like Rihanna, if I'm Rihanna songs. She has huge songs.
No, I'm not saying she could do it alone. I'm just saying it's always dope. It's always
yeah,
dope.
It is.
As family.
Diamond?
Ooh.
Shine bright like a diamond.
That's just gonna
great
be
great song.
That's gonna be hard.
Only Girl in the World? That's
Aren't
dope.
You them? That's when he's gonna come out.
What song is that?
Rocky?
Only Girl in the World.
I'm the only girl in the world.
Oh, great song.
Yeah.
That's by herself?
Yeah.
Oh, great song.
Ooh. Pondy Replay, because that's her first record, basically.
Yeah, what if she Which does one? Like a...
Pondy Replay. Pondy Replay.
Another DJ.
Look at us. We're doing great.
Which one?
You know
it. Pondy Replay, I'm the DJ.
Oh, bring it on. It was on Bring It On?
Oh, I don't know. I thought you were saying his song name.
Don't Stop the Music.
I love the movies he's seen.
Sing the song.
Oh, Don't Stop the Music.
Oh, please, the great song. Okay. Wait, what's the song again?
I'm funny replay on the DJ.
Oh, she's for sure gonna Bring It On. Needed Me. She's gonna
yeah.
for
oh,
sure.
Oh, hell yeah, Needed Me. Song is that? I can't wait till she gets.
Needed Me. I'm sorry, I sound so nasally today. My bad.
I like that. What's my name? I was a savage.
Yeah. A great song.
Yeah. She's got it. She's
work is fire too.
I think
she's
gonna
have
like
a whole makeup kit that's gonna fucking stroll in the. Yeah. She's gonna be like,
I'm telling you,
she should do like a medley from like Pondy Replay to like
to
now.
Like now.
Wait, that replay song is a Hey Mr. DJ. Yeah, hey, look up that song and put Bring It On. So I'm gonna
it's on Bring It On. I trust you. I believe you.
We believe you.
But I want to show you guys the scene.
Oh, why? What happens in the scene?
This song reminds me of the bonding I had with my sisters.
The bonding.
Mm. Bring It On. Well, just Bring It On. They used to fucking. I watched every Bring It On.
You have? Do you get the one with the girl's name Letty? My name is Letty.
Yeah.
It's sexy or something.
And then the fuck. That's how I learned how to crimp.
Yeah.
Bring It On. No, hey, but you know what? I want her to bring out Drake.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you why, and she won't, because he kind of embarrassed her. Like, he embarrassed her with the whole Chris Brown situation. They fought over her. It was weird. He embarrassed her on MTV when he was like, "This is my love of my life." He went in for a kiss, and she was like, because they had given her an award at MTV, and he presented it, and he just went too extra. Yeah. Remember, he went in for the kiss, and she was like, "No le dio beso," and so after that, it was like downhill from there. She gets with Rocky, and he's, like, in his feelings about that. It's not, they're not.
Yeah, because imagine, okay, he put Rocky on, like, on a large scale. Like, he brought him on his first
time. Fuck my bitch.
Yeah, bro.
And have a baby with her.
Okay, imagine, too. I think they were probably dating around the time of the Club Paradise tour when he's like, hey, ASAP Rocky is a good young rapper. Mm. Bring him on tour with me. And then, like, imagine he probably knows some shit we don't. He probably introduced them, like, "Hey, this is my young little homie Rocky."
But she was in Fashion Killer. I think that was the project that she went on tour with. What's his face for? She was in the music video Fashion Killer of ASAP Rocky's, and I think that was off the project that he went on to Club Paradise for. They all kind of knew each other. Vibes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
but yeah, it is weird.
Yeah,
I definitely don't think that they're homies.
No way.
And that would be simping on Gacho.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then low key, if you're Rocky, do you really want a guy that is doing better in life than you and like is more like popping in your passions, like around your girl doing songs that put them this close to each other?
No, just work harder.
Yeah.
No, but you won't want that.
He bagged Oprah. He won at life already.
Yeah.
The new Oprah. Like Rihanna's like the new Oprah. Like she's a billionaire.
But guys are toxic too, and I could see Rocky being like, "Fuck no."
I be that pretty motherfucker.
Holland's what I'm.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he does Peso, I'm a Rihanna fan. Like as much of a Rihanna fan as I am now, I'll be like 100 times more.
That's enough with the Super Bowl.
That was great of the Super Bowl. Let's go into Edgar Report.
In Edgar news, I'm not sure what's going on with these.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They walked into an AT&T and they started playing with their fluffy hair.
Yeah, their fluffy Edgar hair.
And just started like acting like they had lice or I don't know if it's like
they
something.
They just did a whole little parade inside and then
inside,
they walked out.
AT&T and then they like go around and then they start like giggling and then they just walk out. And then everybody's like, what the fuck just happened? Like, did we just get Edgar'd right now?
I'm all for it.
Are you all for it because we don't like it, or are you all for it because you're all for it?
I'm all for it because at least they're making content out of it.
I mean, you know what would have been really good content? If these fuckers walked in and like, got a job application and started to work.
But then I would rather them doing this than like stealing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like this is them hanging out at the mall. It'd be like, hey, fool, but you won't do that, fool. Let's all do it, fool.
No, see, but the main dude.
It makes my head itchy.
Hey, but they left their Gatorade.
That fool left the.
Yeah. That's crazy.
See, but the main dude has a mic attached to his thing.
Yeah. No, there's someone outside filming them.
No. No, I know, but the main dude, the first dude walking in the little parade, he has a mic attached to him. He's the one that's saying, Verizon's a go-cut.
Oh, God.
Edgar cut. See, shout out them for making it to content, making some money.
But now I'm going to think Edgar's have lice, the way that they were scratching their head.
Yeah.
And their head is lice, like, it's attracting.
The people that were inside there, like, are going to go home, like, I don't know what just happened today.
Yeah, I
like,
don't know.
They just started,
like...
They definitely went home and like bought like some lice shampoo.
Repellent?
Yeah.
What's something stupid that you've done at the mall? Because that's just some stupid shit to do at the mall. Besides shoplifted.
What's something stupid I've done at the mall? Oh, you know, like the random signs that they have in the middle where like they're promoting something. Yeah. I ran to one thinking it was gonna stay still. I was just fucking around. I was with the homie Andy and Addison, and it was one of the loose ones, and I fell.
No Boom. Way. You ran into it.
Oh, my phone's dead. Addison has a video, but yeah, I ran into it and I fell.
What?
Like a fucking idiot.
So you saw it and you thought, like, I'm gonna do this shit.
Yeah, we're just fucking around.
Yeah. That's funny.
And then I fell. Boom.
And then what happened to the thing, the sign?
At the Beverly Center, it fell too. Oh. It didn't break.
Did anyone catch you or like, hey?
Nah. It was my second time dropping out of college. Mm-hmm. And we decided to go to Beverly Center. And I bought myself some Vans, and that's what I did.
Nice. Aw, shout out to Vans.
Shout out to college. Yeah.
Big.
Well, I kind of grew up at the mall, at the Stonewood Mall, which I acknowledge is a shitty mall. Okay? We're on the same page about that.
They got hella ass there, though.
Ass? Like Thea ass?
Yeah, like hella bitch on ass.
They do.
Shout out Downey.
At the time, they didn't. But
it was around Downey, right?
It's in Downey. So it's right across the street from Downey High. So I would, you know, we would all go there after school, hang out, whatever. So I did everything you could do in a mall, really. It was just like shoplift, fucking...
Make out.
You see some fights, you know, eat there, whatever, like all types of shit. But I remember one time we went to... we ditched and we went to like a Chinese buffet and we just threw like so much food on our plate and didn't eat any of it. I mean, we ate a little bit of it, but like, you know what I'm saying? And they were like so mad. And then a few months later, they shut it down and it became a Buffalo Wild Wings. So you guys are welcome.
I wasted food so that you could get wasted.
Exactly.
At Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, exactly.
Dang. Shout out malls, though.
Yeah.
What about you? What's one of the wildest shit you've ever done? I claimed the mall.
They never let me go out like that. Like, they kept me, like, super sheltered. And I think that's why I became a teen mom. Because, you know, the one that you, like, get more sheltered.
Oh, yeah.
Wants to just do all the bullshit. But I do remember that we went to the candy store and we filled up with candy and we ran out. And then we hid in the movie theaters. Oh, or like going into different movies. When you're...
Yeah. You guys... Teenagers, if you watch it, that is a key to life. Pay for one ticket, time it perfectly to the next movie, and just go into the next movie.
Yeah, or pay for the Disney movie and then go to the rated R one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Google.
Sex Ed taught you about sex?
They don't even do sex ed anymore.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
They didn't do it when I was in high school.
No,
they didn't do it when I was in high school. No. They taught us the shit in the fifth grade where wear a condom, be safe. Get the fuck on, you're going to middle school, you could be horny now. That's literally what they were trying to tell you.
And he's been horny ever since.
Ever since? It's never stopped.
Oh my gosh. Somebody
give him a pillow. Oh.
Chill, my fucking mouth.
Is that the universal sign of the horneados?
Yeah.
Or is a big fuck you. But usually
it is definitely a fuck you.
Like, we're at the club and I just turn around and pause like, boom, right now.
Right now he's horny?
Yeah, that fool's wild. That fool's, if Poi had an Edgar haircut, that fool wouldn't be able to be part of the group.
Your homie that was here has an Edgar haircut. He had the haircut that those fools had.
Yeah, but he's ugly. The homie's hella ugly.
I think he's very cute. I think he has cute little dimples, sweet little guy. He's 18 years old, 18, 19. He looks up to you.
Is he your homie? Are you trying to make him like your intern? Because I've seen him a lot.
No, I think he tries to keep him out of trouble, which is a really nice thing to do.
Let him be your intern.
So he's... That doesn't know anything.
He went to get his food.
So what?
No.
Yeah, he could do shit like that.
No, but he... Okay, so let me bring it down for you guys.
All right.
He's... So... My godson, that's his uncle from his mom's side.
Okay.
So my comadre, that's her little brother. Okay. But this fool never had brothers. So this fool was like her fucking... His sister got with a guy that has a bunch of cool friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then now he's part of the group. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, cool. My brother-in-law has a bunch of cool friends.
Yeah.
And they're all my friends. So what's up? You know what I mean? You know what he does? You know how we work things out? He just drives and he just goes to my closet and gets a bunch of shit that he wants.
That's cute. See, let
him be your intern. Yeah, you never know what he could turn into one day.
Like Sonic.
Give him a chance.
Like Sonic.
He could turn into Sonic.
He has Sonic hair.
He definitely has Sonic hair.
He has Sonic hair? Yeah. He's ugly as shit, though, for the little homie.
Dejalo. He has dimples. You can't be ugly with dimples.
Dude, but you should see him argue with all my other younger homies. Like, they just sit there and just fucking, you ugly bitch. Like, they're just going back and forth all the time. He's the funniest shit
ever. I like that he wears really baggy jeans. I'm like, I respect it.
He's not fully Edgar. He just has the Edgar.
Yeah, I know.
He went to go get his food, and then he came back, and he forgot the food in his car.
That was so funny. He looked at me, and he's like, "I forgot the food." I'm like, "What?
Go get it, then, bitch." Or he'll be like, "Or I'll be like, oh yeah, stay on the right side," and then he'll be like, "Where?" And I'm like, "Fool, just stay on the right lane."
Like, well,
and
he's what's like, "The right lane."
And then today, with the car, went somewhere for a meeting, and I was like, "All right, we're gonna get off in Centinela," and he's like, "Okay." And then he passed out. I was like, "Fool, you missed it." And then he's like, "It's all right. Fool, we'll be okay on the next one." I'm like, "That's not the way this thing works."
He's optimistic. I like
one
that.
One thing about it's him good, is he is attitude. On time. Shout out Oscar.
Yeah. Okay.
He's very on time. Like 9:30, he was at the house like at 9:31.
Nice. There you go. Let's
and
give
then,
him that.
And
let's
then
give
he's
him
like,
that.
He's at the house. That fool, he could drive very well.
Punctuality is a big thing, you know?
I told him to be there at 9:30. He's there at 9:31.
And that's better than you guys today.
Yeah, I was about to say, Duno has low expectations.
Yeah,
because I'm a very on-time person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
We've been going on time to the gym.
Yeah, very on time, very on time.
Shout out to you guys.
Shout out him.
Let's go into Sombra Sala.
Sombra Sala, Angie.
Sombra Sala.
Yeah. All right, Angie, tell us what's the cheese, man,
okay.
The Sombra Sala.
Did you guys watch the Grammys yesterday?
No, you
last
don't.
Week?
Angie, I've never
oh,
seen
last
you.
Week.
Angie, I've never seen you tweet so much.
I was excited. Was okay.
You were.
I was. Like, they brought out Nelly, but that's not what I'm going to be talking about.
She loves Nelly. Nelly's her favorite
Nelly.
Rapper.
Nelly's favorite rapper?
Nelly was my introduction to hip-hop, so yes. I have, like, a little special.
Fuck, did you used to put a Band-Aid on it?
Yes. Band-Aid,
I
Air Forces.
But I would wear Air Forces, and I would wear Timberlands. And Ooh. Apple bottoms and all that.
We need to bring up these pictures.
Yeah.
Nelly. But anyways, that's not the part I want to talk about.
Damn, that's true. I want to see pictures of Angie in high school.
I was really tan. I was
You're telling really them. Tan.
Like Snooki?
But more and more. Like Snooki, yeah.
You did GTO?
But I'm telling you guys, you know how J-Lo and Ben were there?
Yes.
Dude, they were caught on national TV arguing.
Fighting.
Ooh. So, I've seen that.
Did you see that?
I seen this. Shout out Angie, because you were tweeting on time about everything.
Yes,
you're very on point. More people should hire you.
Live tweeting. She was live.
You were live
tweeting.
We should have had her live tweet from the Brown Bag account.
Facts. What's your Twitter?
Oh my bad. It's Angie_me.
Angie_me. Follow her on Twitter.
Yeah. So I seen this, and it looked like that fool was trying to trip on her about something.
And then she said, "Shut up." Yeah, I know that Twitch, the
ya
placate.
Ooh, her jaw. You saw her jaw.
Look at his face.
He even jumped.
Le preguntó algo, like, and she was like, "I told you already."
And then she has the evil smile.
Play
now.
It again, because they were on live.
She's they were on live. And so he's they just go crying. To commercials, and then they cut back, and it's Trevor Noah next
right
to them.
Next to her. Yeah, I fucking told you.
And
Show
they don't
the fuck
realize.
Out.
Ooh. Yeah, no.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And then why did he look right into the camera like that, creepy fool?
Because they knew the
look,
camera.
Look, now he's trying to smile. Like, look, awkward, now they're trying. Like, now they're both trying to smile.
No.
That's crazy. No, that the tension. We could feel
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you like, could feel it. Her jaw was mad tight. Son.
It's like when your mom gets mad at you in public when you're little and she's like,
¿Cuánto llegas a misa? Yeah. Oh.
No, see, but this is only allowed when you're dating a bad bitch. Only a bad bitch is allowed to, you
allowed
know,
to be upset at you.
Like,
and then look at, put on
like,
that fake smile. Like, ya te dije.
That's the only
That's
time you'll
take
it serious?
That's a very ya te dije type of vibe.
He was like, no, because he was trying to say something. And then she's like, "Fool, you know who the fuck I am right now? You better shut this shit up."
What the fuck?
I was trying to like read her lips. I'm like, "¿Qué dijo?"
Yeah.
What did she say?
Because he's on it. Because he's an actor.
Both of them.
Yeah. But she's also a musician.
Yeah.
So she's in reality, he's only invited there because of her. Because
of her. Yeah. He's definitely there because of her. He's her plus one.
That's like the work dinner.
Hey.
Oh yeah.
You better act right when you're in my fucking domain.
Yeah. Exactly.
We're at the what's that shit called? At the Oscars?
Yeah.
I'll fucking listen, maybe.
Yeah.
But
like,
even then, I'm great at acting my fucking self.
I think he was asking her what Bad Bunny was saying in the song.
And she's like, I fucking told you
to stop fucking asking me stupid ass questions.
Yeah, don't
and
you
like,
know my name?
Hey, why did Bad Bunny hug you? Because we're fucking Puerto Rican.
A-Rod would never ask me this.
Damn. Hey, isn't your ex Diddy here? Yeah, it's over. It's been over with. I already told you. You knew what you signed up for. Damn. There was definitely, you knew what you signed up for in that conversation.
Yeah.
Like, you knew what this was.
J-Lo, come on.
Yeah, she's the boss. She's the boss. Whore.
Her little Latinas like came out with
what?
What?
Whatever.
Uno, don't say that.
What did I say?
What did you say? I didn't hear it. ¿Qué dijo?
What did I say?
What did you say?
Bored.
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 He's the boss. Bored.
She was the boss and she was bored.
He was bored.
He was bored, yeah. Figure it out, fucking J-Lo. Okay, hey, see, J-Lo's scandalous.
You know why I like this? Because
you and Jorge?
I have been that couple. Like, you look at that and we could be like, oh, J-Lo. But you've been either the guy or the girl in that fucking.
No, that's y'all at boxing matches. Because you guys should come up on TV.
Yeah, but we don't fight.
No, I know. I'm just saying. I'm
we haven't done that yet, okay?
No, but I'm saying because I'm trying to give you like a flex because you're on TV.
Yeah.
When there's boxing matches.
But I think we've all been either together. But I'm the one fighting for no reason.
Yeah, yeah, that's what
I saw you fucking look at the waitress. You looked at her and he's just like, fuck.
He's like, fuck, I didn't even look. I asked for water.
Yeah. I'm gay now. Like
what? has there been a situation where you like...
You guys had to have been through that. You're either at a party and your girl's mad, or you're at dinner and your girl's mad, or you're mad and you guys are at a party or a dinner. My friend's a waitress, and she's like, fuck, that shit would get so fucking, like... Awkward. Like, when I would go to the table and the couple's fighting, and it's like, I'm just here to take your order, and it's just like really weird. One's always really nice, like, oh, yeah, and then one's always like, get the fuck out of here, bitch.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I used to have a lot of experiences like that with, like, an old ex-girlfriend. I haven't experienced that in years, but...
Recently?
It was just, like,
shut
always.
The fuck up.
What?
That just happened a couple months ago at the office.
Oh, that shit. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
she didn't have to be sitting next to you to have you,
I thought more so like
for public. You got bitch for with a stare.
Yeah. Okay, look. I'm talking about more like at a family party or like a...
Right.
In public. You know, that's where my mind goes mostly. And that shit used to happen all the time. Like, I would like bring her to my grandma's house and then I don't know what would like upset her. And I'll be like, and she would have this face and you just know she was mad. And I'll be like, what's wrong? And then my grandma would be like, why is she mad? The fuck does she have to say to you? Like, my family don't play about me. So now it's just like, now she's like, now my grandma's like not fucking with her. And then now she's just like, why is everybody giving me faces? What the fuck? Like, I don't give a fuck about none of this shit. I'm just like, yo, chill the fuck out. It was a problem.
Have you ever
it was
like
a big problem?
Damn.
Recently. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Say it.
What's it called? Yesterday, I was having like a little argument and then my mom walked in and I was like, shut the fuck up.
My mom was happy.
She just came back from washing, you know what I mean?
Aw, baby.
And you know what I mean? And I was like, I'm not fucking going out. I was like, you should go outside. Come on, I have my sister.
So you were there, your mom, because it, yay.
My mom's very calm, but my mom has a very, very good sense of humor. So to my mom's like me, like we think everything is funny. So like my mom's like, I walk back upstairs to Gazzini, she's like, you okay? I'm like, yeah, you okay?
She noticed.
But we're cloudy. She's like clowning on me. Yeah. Like, oh, you fucking lame ass fool.
Damn.
Because back to the stories again. My dad used to be high as fuck in the balconies. And my homies would say that they would be like kicking on my dad. And that my mom would scream, yamete. And then they'll be like, that my dad would say, oh, for yama yama la leona. Like. So I think that's funny. But I've never had like awkward situation. Oh no, you know what? Maybe I've had.
I feel like you would be like, hey, don't be acting like this.
I'm not gonna make a scene. Like if I feel bothered, I'm just leaving. I'm not gonna, we'll talk about it independently. Like I'm independently, like I'm in private. Mm-hmm. But like right there, like I'm not chipping on you in front of all your homegirls. Like that's you know what I mean? But that fool, he probably said some stupid shit. She's like, bro, shut up. Yeah. We're at the Grammys living life.
Do you think Bad Bunny's cute?
Yeah.
Shut up.
He's fucking sexy.
Yeah, I married you. Fuck. Yeah.
What about you? Let them have
but
you.
Everyone thinks Bad Bunny's cute.
Have you ever like almost tripped on Jorge?
Everything, all the time. Like countless times. In front of his mom? All the time. Like sister? In the restaurants, in front of his sister, in front of all of that. I am Latina. I am that. Like I will own it. It happens. It happens. It happens. It
What's
happens.
Up?
He chose me. Yeah, he knew literally the first date. I told him, tell me the worst thing about you. I'll tell the worst thing about me. And so you never be like, you weren't like this when I first met you. First thing I said, I have a temper. And I don't know when it comes up, but you got to deal with it. Yeah.
Have you ever gone home after and been like, damn, you know what?
I always know that I'm too much. I always know that it's me. I always know that it's like, I'm too dramática. Okay. This is one of the first ones that happened around his family.
Holy shit.
It was, I was pregnant and it was...
Jorjito.
Yeah, with Jorjito, and we were. It was Father's Day, and we were on our way to his sister's house, and we were clowning for some reason, and I was laughing, and I said something about like, we're saying what we hope our baby has and doesn't have, right? And I don't remember what I said. Like, probably said something like, I hope he doesn't have your ears or something, and then I laughed, and he's like, I hope our baby doesn't have your laugh, and it hurt me. And I was like, fuck you. I was so fucking mad. Like, what the fuck is wrong with my lap, you fucking asshole? So we got to the sister's house. And I just got up. And we're in El Monte. And I just started walking away. Like, I'm like, I don't know where the fuck I'm at. I'll get an Uber. I'm not, I don't want to be here. Fuck you, blah, blah, blah. And so, like, he was following me. And I'm like, I'm just gonna walk home. I don't know where the how the fuck to get to San Gabriel from El Monte. But I was going to do that shit. Because I'm also stubborn. But it's fine. Why are you all judging me right now? Then his family came out and was like helping him. Like his parents came in the van, like, Leti, we know. And I was like, no, he said he hopes my baby doesn't have my lab. He hates my lab. Why are you even with me? Like, I just got all into that bag. And then I got home and I wished him Happy Father's Day on Instagram.
I love it.
He was even a father yet.
Yeah.
He was going to be a father. He's pregnant.
His first
okay, Miss wow. Bestie, with you're the reason with relationships. You're the problem about relationships.
Oh, I know. Why? I have issues. I'm not going to go to therapy.
No, I'm not saying you're the issue.
Go to therapy. I love it. It's okay.
You're the problem. I want to. You're the horrible best friend that agrees with the bullshit.
No, she just loves me no matter what I am.
She's pregnant. I know women
emotions,
get
hormones, all of that. He understood too. He understood too because
hear her laugh.
Yeah. He understood too, and he in the Instagram post he said, "I love you. I will do anything for you."
So,
sí,
la quiere,
no,
así la quiere.
Oh, yeah, love
it's spice. It's spicy. It's
one
fucking,
thing I'm not doing.
It's
you.
A tajin on the fucking.
I have a rule in my thing.
Yeah.
I'm chasing you for one block.
For one block.
After the one block, deal with it.
You're on your own. Figure it out. It was daytime too. I think if it was nighttime, he wouldn't leave me in El Monte.
Yeah. After one block.
That's it.
That's your pedo.
Yeah, there's been a lot of.
What's your walking away rule?
One time I was with this
you're
girl.
You're fucking annoying.
I know. One time I was.
It
I was,
happens. I'm not the only one. There's some girls that have walked away, huh?
I was with this girl. We're like 17. We went to the Kokorian Theaters in Downey, and then she almost like fought some girl because this girl was looking at me. Like she like literally, and this girl's from Inglewood. Like she was ghetto as fuck, and she like ran up to the girl like, "What bitch?" Almost swung on her. I had to like pull her away.
You
and
like then that?
It was kind of hot, yeah. You know. And then, but I was also very embarrassed because that was like my home city, like, and people like probably knew me there. You know what I'm saying? And then so we walked all the way from the Kokorian all the way to my dad's house, which just like pissed. I don't expect you guys to know, but that was probably like a good 3 miles, and we didn't say a word to each other.
Damn.
And then like I dropped her off at the metro. And she went back to Inglewood, and then we just like.
It's the worst when you're just mad, not talking to each other, but you're next to each other.
Yeah, and you just like, you still gotta be like a good human being and make sure she gets to the metro safe because there's creeps.
Yeah.
You know?
You still care about her, but fuck.
It was an hour long silent walk.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
I'm trying to think if I ever had a silent walk.
It's happened. It's happened.
Or like a silent drive home.
Yeah. You do the walking away. Duno has walked away.
Oh, you know what I'm doing? Calling all types of bitches first.
Oh.
You know why? Because I don't do it. So when I do it, bitch, get out of my face. Nah, but it's more, honestly, I'll do the walk away if you do some stupid shit.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to, like, stop you. Like, if you want to leave, you can leave. Yeah. I'll be sad as shit after, like, probably cry on my own, but, like, fuck you. Yeah.
That's, so essentially, like, that's some shit that's going down with Ben and Jen. Like, it's just some relationship shit, and that's what I like. It's like, I have been that.
The laugh one.
I have been that where people are looking at you and you're just like,
Hey, Leti, okay, the laugh one is funny as fuck. But you, I would have fucking.
I wanted to change my laugh pregnant. After that.
You would have got her pregnant?
You're fighting for me? Babies. That's no cap.
All right, so everybody knows the way to Duno's heart.
No, don't just
fuck
fight.
Up a bitch for him.
Don't go for, you know what I mean? But I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I like when they chase me though.
So that means you walk away.
I've walked away.
He does. I know you're the walking away. It's you. Y'all are judging me, but Duno is me, but a girl.
Excuse you guys. I'm gay.
A boy. So when have you walked away? Like she said some shit and then.
Oh, I caught her stupid ass in a lie, and I'm like, I'm like. The point is that I'm like, the fact is that like you're lying. If you don't lie, then we can have a conversation about it. But you're lying. Like, why are you lying? Like, be honest. Like, if you catch me, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be like, you know what? Hey, the number one rule is to always lie. Keep it lie. Don't ever. I mean, but, like, if I got caught, I got you. Like,
then what?
The number one rule is for you to keep lying?
You said the number one rule is to always lie.
Yeah, so keep lying.
Yeah, for men.
But you told got mad at her for lying.
Yeah.
Make it make sense.
I'm a man. She's a girl.
I hate you
just
much.
No, but I just
hate you so much.
But I'm telling you, I have a rule. I've chased too, no cap.
Okay.
I've been a Jorge before.
Yeah, how?
Chill, babe. I was, because I'm a funny guy.
You're a funny guy.
So, you know,
yeah, you've done a joke that went a little bit too far for her.
She wasn't pregnant. Yeah. You know
and
I mean?
I think but, with me, I probably would have taken the joke, but the fact that I was pregnant and now I'm so insecure about my laugh.
But I can imagine you telling Jorge some wild, super duper wild shit, and him like, I don't want to be happy. Like, oh, fuck you.
Yeah.
Just fucking.
It was something like that.
Yeah. See, I think I said, oh, okay, one time I made, it's because. I'm very open about my dad's crackhead activities.
Yeah.
Not everybody's open about their family members' crackhead activities.
Like, nobody is open
about
it.
And I said a crackhead joke, and maybe it was like, I was like, oh, shit. Now I got to chase you and apologize.
Oh. Or you like. You said a crackhead joke about your dad.
No. Like, I'm just not as sensitive about family members. Like,
so you made a joke about her.
No. I think I made a joke in general about something with a family member.
And so she felt. Offended.
Offended, and it was like, oh, now I gotta explain. Ooh,
I made a bad joke one time about
like last episode.
This girl, no. This girl's this girl's sister. Like, I don't know why. Like, I just thought it was funny because like she was making fun of it. And was it like
I chose the wrong sister?
Nothing like that. It was like it was like she was pregnant, and I was just like, I don't know. I just said something like. Like, damn, isn't that a lot? Isn't she pretty young? Or I just said, like, some stupid joke. Like, but I thought it was funny because, like, she was saying some funny shit. And then I was just like, she got so serious. Like, never speak about my sister again. I was like, fuck, I'm so sorry.
What about?
I'm
so sorry. What about Little Vix? When you ever said a joke when she was pregnant? And you're like, ah, fuck, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, because she's Salvi,
plenty.
Too.
Yeah, plenty. Yeah,
that and was she's a full lot. Salvi.
Yeah, full Salvi.
So.
Yeah, it was plenty. Like, I said way too many stupid jokes in front of her, for sure.
The homie called this girl fat when she was pregnant, and we were all there, and and it didn't go well, Pops.
No. That's terrible. That's, like, the worst thing you could ever say to a pregnant woman.
And this girl's pregnant while being fat. Her ankles. Oh. Her ankles are getting
big. Her ankles?
Like, all my homies girls, I'd be like, you're fat as fuck. But I can say that I'm a fat guy. But
the homie, you can't say that.
Well, also, you're the homie. Like, your man can't tell you, right? Like, that would be 100 times worse. If
Jorge's homie called me fat, are you kidding?
But if it was like.
The cool joking homie, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, but what would sting worse?
No,
Jorge or Jorge's homie?
Probably Jorge. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
No, but I gotta understand that, like, doing what I do comes with a lot of dope territory.
Yeah.
Like I gotta say shit, and I've said wild shit to, like, the homie's homie, and the homie be like, hey, fool, that's just how he is, way. And then he's like, nah, fool, he's like, fool, like, that's his career.
Yeah,
and
but
then,
if the girl gets pissed, the girl's gonna get
pissed. No, I'm a homie. Like, the homie, shout out the homie's owner and the Hunger Cat. She just recently had her baby. She came outside for Cookie's birthday. I'm like, damn, Cat, you fat as fuck. And she was like, I just had a baby, motherfucker. Fuck you. Move. Yeah. And she went over there and go twerk on the homie. Like, she didn't care.
Yeah.
When we were younger, she cared.
Yeah.
Mm. The first baby I caught the fat, I think she walked away. Or like
Zoner probably had a fight with and your stupid fucking friend always called me fat.
Yeah. Or your stupid fucking
fat
friend.
Why you let fucking Duno always talk shit about me?
Oh, that's not even the worst. The homie Chucks, his girl, has a huge toe. She's a fan, actually. Oh. Shout out Josie. Did by Josie.
Hey.
You should go get with a huge toe.
No, so I made fun of her toes once.
That's why I don't let you see my toes.
And she was like, and I was like, hey, fool, chill. She was crying. I was like, ah, oh, fuck, I don't think she likes me.
It's because you can't change your toes. You're fucking born with those shits. Like, you know, you can't work out and get them skinnier.
But it was cool because now she's
shorten
like,
them.
When we were all in high school, it was like, damn, this was just a dick. But now that, they're hella supportive, they're like, damn, fool, that's like, at least you're making money.
At least it's for something.
Yeah, but it was dope. Damn, that's crazy. Yeah. That's funny. He said, your laugh? You have a dope laugh, fool.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, he doesn't think so, but I think so.
Yeah, the man in my life doesn't think so, but you think so.
It's not, at least it's not that.
Yeah. There's a video that they posted that's going viral right now that a guy said guava jarritos taste like.
That sweet, that funk, that juicy, gushy stuff,
right?
So pussy.
Pussy.
Tastes like vagina.
Yes.
It matches with your shoes right now.
And nice. I know, I was just thinking that.
Hey.
And so it obviously made us all curious because I feel like I might have had this before, but I'm not 100% sure, and I've definitely had pussy before, so I'm going
to... So we're going to taste it to see if it... First smell it. Does it smell like pussy? No.
I wish.
Honestly, it smells like liquor, like a mixed drink.
Yeah, it definitely smells like a hypnotic or something. It smells like a hypnotic.
Smells like summer's eve...
You're stupid.
Guava flavor.
Okay. Amaros.
Now let's taste it.
Hold on.
Pretend you're going down.
After tacos. All right.
Tastes like guayaba.
Tastes like guayaba.
Tastes a little bit.
Maybe the person that had this has never had guayaba.
Yeah.
And maybe if we've never had guayaba, we think this tastes like pussy.
It makes me want to suck on a guayaba.
Suck on a guayaba.
Suck on a guayaba, boy.
Suck on a guayaba.
Suck on a guayaba.
How you guys, it's been episode 83. Mm. I mean, with the dad jokes, is endless now.
You know why you don't like him?
Because I'm not a dad.
Because you never heard him growing up.
Mine would have been in Spanish. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Hey,
a good one.
Dog.
I love you, bro. Crazy,
yeah. You send your sisters on me for nothing. Send them on
that
me.
That was crazy. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. That's why you never react to my mom things.
Oh, I love my boy Duno.
I love you, mom.
Love you, she mom. Watches every single pod. No, she'll laugh too. She has the best sense of humor. Oh, I'm gonna tell this quick joke. So
oh,
she was.
Oh, now he makes one know. Joke. He
no,
it's
not even. No, it's not, I'm sorry, it's not a joke. It's a story. So she called me. My mom always tries to give me business advice, and I'm sorry, mom. I listen to you, but I don't really listen to you. You know, but I love you. So I'm gonna always like. We're always gonna have the conversations. So she's like, whatever you do, and she doesn't even know. Like she's just like, whatever you do, make sure it's 51-50. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm listening to her. I'm like, oh, okay, 51-50. I'm like, okay, all right. I'm like, well, mom, maybe your contracts are 51-50.
What a piece of shit.
I'm like, but this, do you mean 51-49? And then we just start dying on the phone together. Like, we have, like, I have my sense of humor because of her. Like, we make fun of everything. Everything bad in our life, like, we make the most jokes out of, mm-hmm. like, together, you know? And so we just started dying on the phone for like 5 minutes straight. And I was like, all right, I gotta go, mom. That shit was hilarious.
Dang, that shit is crazy. Yeah. That shit was really crazy.
Yeah, Letty just likes the voicemails.
I don't even. Yes, yes, I do. Why? I didn't make the joke, Duno.
I know. I just.
I just went through my trauma of Jorge.
Yeah, but his dad speaks English, so the joke made sense. That was a good joke. Very great. You were saying Spanish, so I'm like, I heard that one fucker. Fuck
yeah. All right, wonder. You guys, it's time for Brown Pride. Big up. To Duno.
Dunoski! Yeah!
Please. Don't touch me like that again. My security will attack you.
Our big boy is hitting the big screen.
Ooh.
Exclusive sneak preview.
From silver tea to silver screen. Come
hey.
On. Let's go.
Facts.
There's a new trailer that is out for White Man Can't Jump, or White Man Can't Jump, yeah. the White reboot, yeah. featuring, what's that fool's name?
Starring Jack Harlow.
Jack Harlow, but more importantly, starring Duno Nation.
Dunoski!
You know what, I specifically told him not to put me in the trailer because, you know, I knew he was going to take over the world,
yeah,
and I want to give every other actor that
you
was
give
in
them
this
their
movie.
Shine.
You didn't want to give them an exclusive
preview.
Yeah.
They wanted me to play Woody, essentially, but I was like, you know what? This percentage of me is only Spaniard.
Yeah, I give that can't be the white man and white man can't
I got
go.
The part.
Yeah.
I beat Ben for it. I beat Jack Harlow for it.
Yeah.
You did
the alley-oop to Jack.
Hey. I called Jack and I was like, look, I don't want this. You can have it.
Mm. Yeah.
So I took a smaller role in the movie, which you will see on May 19th.
I love it.
Called White Man Can't Jump on Hulu.
You're like Stan Lee. Like you make a little cameo. In it.
Yeah, yeah. You
in
know,
all the
you,
Marvel movies.
For you know, because I don't want to take over the world yet.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a process, you know, like, what's it called?
This is foreplay.
Robert Downey Jr. called me. He wanted me to be on Avengers, but I decided to podcast. Mm. You know, LA based in bias, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I
best decision.
You know what I mean? I no longer want, you know, for the time will come for that.
Yeah.
For me to be the next Hulk. For me
so
to
what
be
is it like to be like a Hollywood actor? Like, wow.
You know when you get there, the trailer.
Yeah.
You know, usually a girl wearing a mask with sweats and a crew neck and a earpiece tells you where to go, what time.
Oh,
Knocks on your door, tells you when the food is ready, all that. So, you know, it's hard, but it's easy.
Yeah. At what point do you meet the Illuminati? Like, when's the meeting? Like, because it's Hollywood.
Well, because when I was supposed to meet them, I rescheduled, you know, how to do stuff.
Okay,
I told them soon, we can link up
again. Let me just live my life a little bit.
Yeah, I told them to come to my mom's house, but they just can't bring the weird dude.
And
my mom's gotta cook some mole for them, so that's a vibe.
And that's gonna be a vibe.
And then my birthday, essentially they wanted to drop in March 9 on my birthday, but I was like, this is my birthday, can we move it to May 19th? Yeah.
I like that, because you don't want anybody stealing your shine on
your day. Yeah, you know what I mean? I mean, either way, I'm gonna take the shine, but I was like, let's do it a different day.
Yeah.
Let's not make, you know? They wanted to kill two birds in one stone. Oh. I'm like, hey, you know, let's one bird.
Yeah. How does it feel to be like the rising star Latino actor of this generation?
Oh, yeah. I mean, part that comes with that is, you know, you get offered from big things, you know what I mean? You do, you do dope shit. I did some dope shit on Saturday. You know, it's hard.
It's hard out here, right?
It's hard. It's hard. My mom wants a job. Dang. I told her she can't clean the offices at
the studio.
At the studio. Yeah. I was like, mom, you got to chill. You know what I mean?
Wow. What does it feel like to be like a sex symbol now, like in Hollywood?
That's you know, The Rock.
The Rock. I knew it. I knew it. When I was looking at you, I was like, this is what's happening. It's The Rock.
Yeah, I see it. Hard. Yeah, I see it, dude. Yeah,
Fluffy, Fluffy called me for advice.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Man. There's nothing I can do.
You can't do anything
when
for
you're over 500. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Under three, shit, I could work with you.
Yeah, but you know, not
he,
now.
He asked me for advice. He asked me where I got my jeans. Yeah. I was like, Fluffy, I don't think they make this hoodie.
For not for you.
And
he only wears shorts.
And for an Hawaiian version.
Yeah. No.
I told him not to throw that the quinceañera for his dog, but he decided to do that. And hey, you know what? I was invited, but I decided not to go celebrate the dog's birthday. You know what I mean? I wanted to go to the club.
Yeah. After White Men Can't Jump, what type of roles are you looking for?
Oh, so I'm gonna be in the next Wakanda Forever.
Wow! Oh. You know what? I saw Wakanda Forever, and I said it needs Duno.
That's the only thing it was missing.
Honestly, you guys seen?
Because you're a swimmer. If you guys water polo,
but if you guys see when they're attacking the ship from Wakanda, when the Wakanda try to sneak up, if you look closely, you gotta look hella closely. One of the blue people. Was riding the whale. That's me. It's very subliminal. Very subliminal, but I want it like that.
It's setting up for the next movie that they're going to pan back to, and then be like, oh my God, it was Duno the whole time in plain sight.
Yeah, people don't know, but Stan Lee, he actually wrote me in the movie when I was born in Chinatown. So that he was walking by, he saw me, thought I was great.
What?
Gave the script to my mom, like the NFL players, and was like, look, this is going to happen. This is how his life's going
to
plan out.
And then she waited till you got old enough to translate it because it's in English.
It's in English.
Yeah, but then you got
it. And then she's like, this is your destiny, mijo.
This is your destiny.
She's like, it's just tu destino. It wasn't the tunnel.
So, you know I mean? Do you feel like Jenna Ortega is now like on the way.
You
like,
guys would be the now that you're like, Hollywood couple. Yeah. Do you know Jenna Ortega?
Well, honestly, I had to turn her down because she wanted to be in a movie like Scream.
Yeah.
And to us in the acting world in the
you gotta be more serious.
Yeah, it's very kiddish.
I can see that. Yeah.
You
know what I mean? Scream you're gonna be a
white
at that.
Yeah, like Scream 6, like give up. The movies aren't good anymore.
Yeah.
No, White Man Can't Jump, that's a vibe.
Yeah, it's a reboot.
It's been years.
It's the first reboot. Not the sixth.
She was there when I got the Woody part and she wanted to hook up after, but I was like, hey, you know what?
Yeah, you only want me for my status. Yeah, you don't want those girls around.
Yeah, you don't want those girls around, you know? So I linked up with some bitch from Boyle Heights.
I like that. I like that.
You feel me? Instead of like Mastro's, I went to fucking El Mercadito.
Yeah. Ooh.
You know, because if I would have been Woody, like, you know how hard it'll be out here.
Yeah.
I would have lived this shit. You know what I mean?
You got to keep it true to the people, too.
And it would have been really hard for you to move around. Like, people would have just been storming you more than they do already.
Yeah.
Right?
So right before, like, I knew LeBron was going to tweet that earlier.
Yeah.
Cause you guys have, like, a group chat?
I told him about my experiences that would have happened. You know, you feel me? I want to go see a fucking curandera. She's like, mijo, look, you don't want to be hella famous. Why? And I'd be able to order Starbucks.
Yep.
McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, Chipotle. Ooh.
And you love those things. Chipotle.
Yeah. You know what? I thought that LeBron tweeted the eyes and the crown because he was talking about Kyrie coming. But he tweeted because he could see you be the king.
That makes sense.
Wow, it was destined. It was destined.
That was right before we went on the radio, too.
Duno.
Wow.
It was written. It's destined.
It's written. But see, LeBron.
And remember when we were talking about LeBron, he just stayed quiet?
Yeah.
He was just like,
Duno, when we were talking shit about LeBron.
Yeah, he was just like, that's my friend.
I already texted him during the break that, like, hey, nothing personal.
Nothing personal. Yeah, tell him, send my
heart. But he said he's going to come on after they don't make the playoffs. He's like, he's going to pull up. That's what's going to come kick it. He didn't get Kyrie, but I told him, like, you really want Kyrie, fool? You know you want to be the most famous person here?
Yeah. And he's like, you're right.
Did he show you the script for the Lakers?
No, he showed me the script for Space Jam, and I decided to turn down that as well. I just feel like other players that are made out of glass deserve to shine.
Anthony Davis. Yeah,
And then, you know, he wanted me to play AD's part, but I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
AD got to do this because.
Yeah.
In House Party?
Yeah. House Party. Not House Party.
You meant AD, the baller. Yeah. I think AD.
Anthony Davis,
Oh, no, my line is way better than my friend's AD's. But what I'm saying is the basketball player, I was like, look. And he's made out of made out of fucking glass. Like, let's figure it out. Let's maybe get him an acting career going.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of these plans. But shout out my guy Calmatics for putting this together.
I love it.
Shout out Calmatics. Very great person. He's a good visionary. Visionary.
Visionary.
Yeah. Like he's dope. He really wants to put LA on. He's a really dope person. When he came with me this idea when I was there, he was just like, be yourself. He was very encouraging. He gave me like a, he made me feel like hella, like, you know what I mean? So shout out him.
Could be you.
Yeah, like he was just like, fool, be you. He put me in the room with Grace, you know what I mean? Honestly, like the party he gave me was like amazing, and I was able to meet people like Andrew and Jack Harlow. Andrew actually cried when he met me, but I told him like, keep it together.
Bro, come on. Like, I'm like, well, I'm a fan of you. We're actors. Be professional. Yeah,
be professional, Andrew.
Oh,
please.
I told him. Don't act starstruck when you see Duno.
Yeah, I mean, he does. He's a white man. He don't listen. He's from some.
Yeah.
New York?
Yeah. Very stubborn. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't know how to act. But, you know, it's okay. I hugged him. I told him everything was going to be okay.
Yeah.
I wrote some of those jokes for his. For his
special. I knew it because when I heard him say
the abortion joke on me.
I knew it. I had a feeling. Yeah.
I didn't think that was you.
But you know, me and Jack Harlow, you know, I told Jack Harlow, like,
I heard he put you in first class.
And you know what? I'm the one that called Fergie, and you know,
I
put him in a group chat.
Hey,
Jack Harlow, this is Fergie from Jack Harlow.
Yeah.
Damn, dude, you're literally behind everything, like the puppet master.
I'm connecting dots out here, but yeah. Shout out Comatics, put me in this great movie. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm excited.
The same way that House Party was just like some super LA shit and everybody outside of LA seemed to hate it, I fucking love that shit.
House Party?
Yeah.
So White Man Can't Jump? What do you think?
I think it seems like it's going to be the same kind of thing.
Kind of vibe.
Jack Harlow, the two main actors aren't from LA.
Well,
and they're not
but
being
the
based
surrounding.
Off, no, but they're not
but
being
the star
off,
is from LA.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the star is from LA.
The real star.
My name's going to come out as Duno World Los Angeles. And
I love that.
And that's what I decided to go with.
That's your stage that. Name? Duno's World Los Angeles?
I retired my last name, you know?
Oh, yeah.
My father, as you guys know, has not been there for me.
Yeah.
But Comatic has. Shout out Comatic.
Puppy.
But you know what I mean? So we decided. But the, I don't know what the movie's going based off. I don't know nothing. I don't even know my scene.
But you don't need to know. You just know you're killing it.
Yeah. If I didn't have to sign an NDA, they just knew how professional I was and I would never speak on my scene.
Stay tuned.
And you don't snitch. They already know that. Yeah, he stays solid.
Don't snitch, don't point your toes down.
Role reversal, like at this point, like you know how they usually like the Mexicans are the maids and like the, did you make sure that your maids was white?
No. I mean, shit, they were aliens.
Oh, aliens. You make sure they were aliens.
You know what I mean? Yeah, but the movie's going to be great.
Yeah.
You know, I'm excited for all the young and upcoming actor that I was able to bless with the roles.
Yep.
Yeah.
For me and Comatic sat there and we
the co-signs.
And we co-signed. He actually fried advice. I told him who I thought, who I visioned. You know, I visioned. You know, soon enough, you know what I mean? We're going to have our own Avengers instead of Avengers.
Oh.
It's coming soon.
Who plays like the Rosie Perez of that movie? Because I feel like low-key, like if you were co-signing people, you could have helped your sister out over here.
Oh, yeah. I was just so busy podcasting that I wasn't there for every audition, but I trust and believe on my guy, Comatic.
Yeah, but I feel like you should have said, like, hey, you know, there's this girl.
Oh, you could have lobbed it to
Letty. Like, she's like the Rosie Perez of L.A.
Sometimes, you know, like.
I got to work for it. I
you just, it's just something. Something that better than it was.
I'll work harder. It's episode 83. We love you guys.
Why My Kanja will be out on May 19th.
Yes.
Hulu?
On Hulu.
On Hulu.
Why are you asking me?
That's because it's my assistant.
Intern. Yeah. No, I just got hired. Yeah. I think I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, I fired the other homie's head was already. No, but I'm excited for the movie to come out. I didn't even know the trailer. I saw it on Twitter.
Yeah,
and then I just replied this, and the bitches were like, "What happened?" I was like, "Stay tuned, bitch."
Ooh,
till next week, you're gonna suck this on May 20th.
We love you.
We out.